At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
You know, like the car and the road and stuff like that. Because I was drunk, I was like, "Don't start praising. Don't." Like, I was about to be like, "I love y'all, man. Y'all doing good."
So I was just like, "Keon's trying to hold his vomit."
I was like, "Don't do it.
And that's where it came from. Who brought it up when we were talking about the road?
No, actually, I had just.
I had posted my date.
Yeah. I had seen his dates, and I was like, "Oh, he's going back out."
Well, I didn't post the date, but the cities that was coming.
How many dates I get, man?
Do you still do stand-up?
Me and Yo had a long talk.
Be like, oh, you're coming back.
Yeah, we had a long talk about bringing it, because we were just talking
You saw them dates, and you was like, it's time to talk.
I was talking about it for a while.
The clubs opened back up.
Because, writing is fun, but I don't feel fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I go like, it's fun. It gave me something, you know what I mean, to build, but I just feel like...
You want
to
be the star.
It's not the... I just... The going out and
the recognition.
I've been doing that since I was 18. You know what I mean?
You want the recognition. You don't care if you make other people laugh through your vessels.
It's not the
you
same.
Want the laugh for yourself.
It'd have been different if I started writing first.
Right.
But starting stand-up first, that energy, I was like, I've never got close to that back.
Yeah.
Nowhere close.
Oh, you never will.
So then, like,
yeah,
like
you do, man. I get off when I make other people laugh. I get off on that. It's an adrenaline rush. Oh. Like, yeah.
You know,
we're going to get Craig to the stand-up.
Yo, Craig.
Here's the thing with Craig, though. Because 10 years ago, Craig was talking about, I'm thinking about it.
I went up and did it a couple times.
But that couple times,
I remember Craig told me, he was like, he stood on stage behind.
Yeah, that was when
Marlon.
In Hawaii. I went and sat on stage behind
the rush
Sean.
Came after laughing. He was like, "Oh no!"
I think it was like a 5,000 seater in Hawaii, and that laugh came, and I felt it through the black curtain. I felt it through it, and I was like, "Oh shit!" I see why people can't sleep after, because it's like a full on energy
it's
wave,
adrenaline.
And
it
was just a bunch of them, and I was like, "Oh, let me get from back here."
Yeah, that's a lot of great energy coming to you.
But look, if we take this show live, which eventually is gonna happen, we all gonna have to get on that mic.
That ain't no problem.
I'm
not shy. I got material. I just, it's the rush, the thrill.
Craig, you can't get on stage and be like, "Actually, I'm gonna save that for another episode."
I can just do old jokes. They don't know.
Craig saving all those good jokes.
Saving it all.
You just hear a whole bunch of movie shit and be like, "That was from a movie, I think." Like, nope, this is my life.
But yeah, I wrote
it's a good
that.
Look, Keon.
These definitely want to make you call you guys a nigger.
I think you're gonna shoot up
hate
the school.
Those shades,
these
man.
Definitely make
the,
you want to
the CHPs
be like, "I felt threatened."
You're definitely
up
making
by
this
your bootstrap shades.
That's citizen arrest shades.
Those aren't. Do people do that?
Citizens arrest?
With
people
those
arrest?
Shades.
With those shades?
You imagine getting your ass whooped trying to citizens arrest somebody?
Sir, stop. Stop. Oh,
I
shit.
I ain't doing no citizens arrest.
Yeah, I'm not, that's none of my business.
Heavens
to be like,
no. I'll intervene.
You came close, I'm going to say, because that's an arrest, but was it in Burbank? Stop some dude with a knife?
Yeah. But that
wait,
I wasn't
going
to arrest him. I was just like, "Hey, man, look
wait,
out.
What you mean
what?
You
wait,
stopped him?"
No, so, you know, we were going to the movies, and it was this dude hassling this dude that was out there playing the guitar for money.
Uh-huh.
He was just hassling him, and he was just like, you know, trying to punk him. I was just like, "You good, dog?" Like asking the musician guy.
Right.
He was just sitting there, you
just
know, shaman style with a guitar. You know what I'm saying? Got the little case open for the money,
uh-huh.
And then this dude was just on his head. And like, you know, had the shades on, camo shorts, his little knife holster, just going in. I was like, "Hey, man," you know, so I stepped in and was like, you know, just made sure.
Nothing happened.
Yeah. And then, but the dude, he never brought energy my way. like the dude that was aggressive.
Oh, he's one of those.
Yeah, yeah, but I was standing there, but he knew I was in the mix.
You was trying to get that eye contact, like, yeah, hey, man, leave him alone.
Like, and I was mindful of the knife. I was like, all right, so you're going to come in knife first.
Yeah. Yeah. You got Sherlock Holmes in it?
Yeah, I was in my head like, all right, what would Steve Rogers do?
Sonny was the equalizer. He's like,
because I was thinking, and Sabrina didn't even intervene, which I appreciate.
Oh, because she can't, yeah.
Yeah, she was just like, all right, I'm going to just stand.
Unless it's another woman running her mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes women be escalating in the way.
Right.
And then sometimes they get you socked out.
Oh, yeah.
They be holding you back. Right. And then, you get peace.
Nah, my girl know to be top. Like, let's go, Craig. And I'd be like, okay.
It's time to go.
We worked on it early. Just be like, let's go, Craig.
Yeah. Like, oh. I'm surprised I did that. That was just like, you know.
You're a hero. You're Burbank. You used to do a movie. Burbank's Finest.
Burbank's.
Yeah.
I want to see you do the equalizer, but it just be a little off. You'd be like, yeah, he's going to throw it at a 70-degree angle.
He's coming.
Gonna... I didn't see that coming.
Damn, I failed math.
Yeah, that'd be a funny spoof.
That's like, hilarious. He's like, oh, shit, I forgot to carry the two. That's what happened.
I don't even know how to do degrees when it comes to punches. But yeah, that could have been ugly, though.
Man, man. Got stabbed all up in the face.
But it wasn't a citizen's arrest. It was just,
not
you know,
even funny. He was like, I got him. I got him.
Because we were talking about, me and Sabrina were talking about that the other day, and y'all know John A. Thompson.
Hey.
Yeah. And she had posted on her story this girl that came into like Starbucks or whatever, and she looked troubled. That. And so she stepped in like, are you good? And then, you know, she was with her boyfriend or some dude she was with.
Right.
And then she got back in the car and was like, and then he drove off, and he was like, you know, fussing at John A. about recording or whatever. And, you know, me and Sabrina were just talking, like, a lot of people, a lot of men don't step in when women are getting, you know, done up. And I was like, you know I probably would, but I get why people don't.
I understand.
Because, for one, you can get shot.
Yeah.
Two, the girl that you're trying to help could flip on you.
And then you've
seen that happen. And then people are just scared. They're not just ready for the smoke at all times.
And so then after, like, you jump in and defuse something, she's going to be with him anyway. And now you like...
Yeah, so it's just like, it's a lot of things going through your head in the moment to prevent you from stepping in.
Yeah, an argument I can watch. Like an argument, it's that, but yeah, just stomping her out.
But if it
gets
physical, I'll be like, hey, bro. Yeah. Like, I can't just sit there and let it rock.
Come on, dog.
You know, be recording. Like, nah.
Yeah.
But... I get why people don't do it.
Right.
I completely get it. I get why other women, like Cottie told me a story when she was growing up. Somebody, she said something, and then dude turned on her. She was like, whoa, I ain't, I didn't sign up for this.
Yeah. You can get shot in the hips.
Right.
You can get shot in the hips. You don't know how crazy people are. Got the gun in the trunk.
I always tell my daughters, hey, when you argue, don't argue with a man. Don't just let it go or whatever the case is. Because some dudes hit women.
Yeah.
Oh, like, for the hell of it. Like, hey, this is what I do. So, I was, hey, you don't want to take that ass whooping.
Some men think they're in fourth grade forever.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Because I fought girls in fourth grade.
I definitely fought girls in
full
tilt.
They were bigger
than me.
Full strength.
Yeah, man.
Like, oh, you 5 inches
taller
than me.
They was
tough. They was
bigger
than me.
I had to go 10. Right.
He's in full tilt.
They wasn't no punks. Full tilt, man. What y'all think about the, was it Quavo in the elevator? Which one? I get
that
the Migos
was Quavo
confused.
And Saweetie.
So,
Saweetie.
What
do
y'all
it?
Think about?
Wasn't he just trying to grab a bag? That's what I heard.
It was multiple things.
It was more than
that. I didn't see what.
Deion never sees stuff.
I didn't see it. Y'all know I don't. I really don't be kidding. I be like.
I talk to a lot of people that get in trouble with the law, so they was breaking it down. They're like, see that? That's entrapment. When he pulled her in, the elevator door closed.
What's
that's
elevator?
Kidnapping. And that's when, and I was like, what?
It's an elevator. Yeah. The elevator doors is closed.
But he made sure she got in that elevator. He slung her up in there, kind of.
But
you
then
know,
people
bodied
were like, it was grand
down.
Theft. Grand theft because the bag's a $15,000 bag. So if she snatched it from him and ran, that's grand theft
on her part.
On her part.
Mm.
So there's a
plot
whole bunch of little things going on.
And this was a year ago, apparently. Right. So it wasn't like.
Oh, this is before the breakup. And all
yeah.
That. So before you took the car back.
So they knew it was coming eventually.
Oh, she had the tape. I know she had the tape and that dropped that in the
argument. Why would
it
just now drop?
Yeah. Right.
But, bro, one thing. Huh,
well, have y'all all seen the tape?
I think that's where the Bentley
saw
came
saw
from.
I saw a clip. I'm not saying that Quavo's anywhere close to right. Women are so weak that it is so easy to swing them around. That's what people were saying. You know what I mean? Because I don't know if he was trying to swing her or grab the bag and she held on. It's hard to.
It wasn't a full swing.
Right. Some women are
the
weak.
Way, the
she's
way he did
she's
it.
Tiny.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
he looked little too.
But yeah, but he's gonna be stronger than her.
Right. Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. So no, that's a weedy.
Wait, hold on.
And,
wait,
and I've been in some of those moments.
Oh, he beats women.
Oh, slanger.
Oh, slanger. DC.
The DC slanger.
Now DC story changed. He's like, I told my daughter don't argue with women. But he did it. Because
I'm the only one that's been in a physical altercation with a woman
when I was like 17.
With a woman?
Yes,
I've never either.
Yeah, I'm talking about not punch them or something where you got to grab them or do something. But a lot of times you got to grab them and keep them from beating your ass, and you grab them, they do extra. They, oh! They fly all over the room, and you be like, I did not do that much to you. I'm not saying that's what she did,
right.
She could have put two on the table.
The video starts with her giving them a two-piece.
Oh, yeah, she put hands first.
She gave him a two-piece, grabbed the purse, and tried to take off. Yeah. He grabbed the purse, and when he pulled it, she came flying back with the purse into the elevator.
Yeah. Ah, okay. See, I didn't see her actually connect.
Yeah. And then so she connected.
And he did nothing extra. Like when they stumbled into the elevator and she kind of dropped down, he just stood there with his back to her.
Right.
So he did nothing extra on the.
But then he slowly looks up and sees the camera.
Yeah, that was.
No matter. He's smart enough to know not to do
right.
that.
Who but knows I saw, what he would have done.
I didn't see the
camera.
Video, but I was reading like comments and stuff, and I think he'll be fine because I ain't even going to lie. Almost all the women I saw was like, he didn't do shit wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, usually when the women are like, then you good. Like, it's just, they be like,
because
you
it wasn't,
never.
It wasn't that bad.
Right.
It
right.
was like, you know, it was physical. But here's the thing people got to consider.
It wasn't Ray Rice.
Here's what you always got to consider. When stuff gets physical.
That was bad.
Things happen instinctually.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Whether you get hit by a girl or you slap her back. Man. It's instinctual.
Yep.
Like, you shouldn't put hands there to begin with. So you got to give people kind of some leeway on the moment,
right?
You know, especially when it's not excessively, you know, beating. And then I asked this on Twitter. I was like, ladies, just a simple yes or no. Was y'all mad at Solange for what she did to Jay-Z in the elevator? And they were like, no. I was like, you.
Them double standards.
Exactly.
Them double standards is real, bro.
See, Solange was piecing Jay up.
Right. Yeah.
He did nothing.
Security did nothing.
Nobody did nothing. And women were like, I don't see nothing wrong.
They was like, what'd he do?
He would have hauled off.
Yeah. Now, if he would have called the cops. They would have been like, he's wrong.
He's soft.
Solange was going out in cuffs. They would be like, you wrong, Jay.
Because Solange deserved a mush. She didn't deserve to be hit. But she deserved a, hey, come on.
Yeah.
She was going in.
Right.
But Jay had to be, get your sister. B
wasn't doing nothing.
She was like, nah.
Beyonce
was mad.
Was chilling.
She was like, nah. Do it. Yeah. They probably said that before they got in there. When we get in the elevator, you go up. I can't do it. I'm worth millions.
Uh-huh.
But your album ain't dropped.
You're a couple hundred thousand.
Go ahead.
Because there's a double standard of women can put hands on men.
That's irritating.
Whenever they get cheated on or done wrong, you go off on him, girl. Yes.
Here's the thing, too, though. If you cheat on a woman, if you cheat in general, you're also risking death. You know what I mean? Because you don't know what people do. You don't know what people. We've heard so many stories over the years.
Now, cheating isn't worth death.
No,
hey, DC,
it's not equal.
That's not the penalty.
Wait, hold on. I'm not saying that it's
the death of you.
Right. I'm not saying that it's the equal punishment. I'm just saying you don't know how people snap.
Because
you do something, and somebody reacts.
But
in
that same
way.
Vein, you could say, well, if you do this to a man. He's all right. It's all right for him to punch you in the face.
No, right.
Like, that's not.
The word all right did not come around.
But I'm just saying.
But
like,
that's what you're kind of saying.
No.
You're kind of saying
all right.
Shit might happen.
Shit might happen. Yes.
That's in any situation in life. Though.
Right.
That's why you got to be cool.
What happens is a lot of times is the woman understands, but just because you understand doesn't mean it's right.
Right.
When you're like, they snap, I understand.
Mm.
That doesn't mean it's right.
Right.
A lot of times they take it as. That's right.
Absolutely. Right. And cheating should never be worth death.
I agree.
You can walk. You can leave
We're
the relationship.
I understand you heard it.
Yeah, you're
it's
hurting.
A betrayal.
Right.
Yeah.
But everybody should still be alive.
You know what I don't like? I don't like how men are supposed to always be in control of their emotions and women are just allowed to fly off the fucking handle.
That part.
And do whatever they want in any situation and be like, well, I was emotional. What the hell?
Yeah.
That doesn't, you're not, and that, it goes back to that accountability thing, man. Mm-hmm. They're just, you're not accountable for nothing. You're an adult.
Yeah.
And
just because you're on your period doesn't mean you
just
get, that's a free pass.
To act like a child.
To,
because you're emotional.
Right.
That's not fair.
Yeah, like when Angela Bassett burned everything up, that's right. not right.
That's not right.
That's not right.
But women was like, yeah, yeah. It's an iconic moment for women.
We need a moment when the guy calls the cops afterwards. It's like, this was destruction of property. I need her to go to jail.
Yeah. Andre Rison and Left Eye, he called the cops. Yeah, he was like, look, she burned the house down.
Safest thing to do.
Yeah.
It was either that or fight her. Right. He burnt his house.
Down. But he lost some cred for that.
For calling the cops?
Yeah.
The double standard.
That's the double standard. He shouldn't lose no credit. If anybody burns your property down. Cops.
Like, how's that not?
Off top.
Right. And it wasn't like cops. It's some shack.
Right.
Yeah. It was a mansion.
A nice mansion.
Even if it was a shack. Right. That's all I had.
Right.
My dirty carpets is burnt.
If you burn my shoes, that's
wrong.
I paid for these.
What's a good reaction to cheating?
Leaving me. That's the best.
Yes.
No. Or actually forgiving me and understanding.
Therapy.
Things happen.
Leaving is the best.
Things happen.
I would leave.
I know you want that revenge. I know you want some get back.
You got to get some revenge.
So you
want
to kill
who cheated on you?
When you get cheated on,
DC?
Cheat back with somebody.
Cheat
back with a good friend or family.
Oh, Jesus, Tony.
I mean,
anything goes at that point.
I wouldn't even be
except
that petty on revenge cheat.
Murder is just
a big
destruction of property.
Come on. I wish y'all go. Okay, you get cheated
because you can't go
on.
To jail for that revenge.
Right. You get cheated on, but you don't want to leave. What's your... They say you get one, whatever you want to do. What's your revenge?
I need your mama.
Mom?
I need my dukes. So we can make this even. So I can feel good about myself.
What?
I need my dukes.
I don't think mom's is good enough.
You're smashing her mom.
I'm thinking about what mom would look
like. I need
mama.
Because your girl
at
would be
our
like,
age,
at least
no mama
it ain't some trick. You know what I mean?
So you think mom's is not?
It's not good enough.
I think my revenge, I'd just be like, all right, well, just let me smash whoever I want. Just let me get that one.
The revenge is I'm smashing who you don't like. The girl that you hate just because she like me, that's who I'm going
after. That's going to hurt more than mom?
Yes.
Yeah, it will. But
see,
I don't want to
do
that
because... Well, moms carry something different because mom's like, yeah, you're going to have your mama over.
Wait, we're planning on staying in this relationship?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
You're staying in.
Yeah,
so
you got to deal with this
I think after. I'm going with Chad. I know where Chaz is going.
It's gotta
if
be
I plan on
revenge.
Staying, I don't want you to stay mad. I just want to get my one off.
Because you'll never let that
because
go.
Because if you do the friend...
I got cheated on.
Yeah.
I know, but if you do the friend...
But you're staying in a relationship.
Yeah, if you do the friend, y'all never gonna get past that.
Well, then I guess we done.
So that's why I was saying. I said, if you plan on staying, what's your pick? If you planned on staying, what's your pick?
I wanted to stay with that revenge. Because you got to pay the penalty.
Bro, you're just going to be in a relationship where y'all just mad at each other for the next however long?
If I get the revenge I asked for, I won't be mad no more. It can't be a convenient revenge on their part.
Right.
Yeah, I can deal with it.
At that point,
you cheated on me.
Right.
There really can't be a revenge except for that one person at work you always hear about that she don't like. Maybe that person.
That's what I'm saying. It has to be like, you know,
she could never live the same because every time she go to work, she gonna see that bitch. She gonna be like, what's up?
The revenge has to be harsh.
I feel like the revenge, if it was somebody like me smashing somebody I've always wanted to smash, I feel like I doubled it without being... Like, I got to get mine off. And she knows I've always wanted to do that.
So, like, if you got to go smash Ashanti.
Well, I think I could do that without cheating. Hopefully. Got it. Please. Please.
Give me this pass.
But, like, I feel like if you do that one, they're like, I knew you always wanted to fuck that bitch. You know what I mean? But you did it. But it's also not the friend. Like, you get the revenge, they still gonna feel away.
See, girls are funny though. You get that revenge, then they'll become friends, and you be like,
And then you set up a threesome.
They can do that. They can do that.
Yeah,
this was a one-off. No.
Why you take down mom.
Keon is the most hopeful person. Keon's like, well, then you just set up the threesome.
Right. They become friends. You be like, hey, we've all
upside
been here.
D over here.
You know, we've all been here. What's up, guys? We've all been here. No hard feelings. You've seen it. You know,
hilarious.
Fair game.
Man,
I don't want the moms. Dog.
I definitely don't want the moms.
I don't want the moms.
I don't know. I got to see moms. I don't know.
If she had,
it must be something special.
If she had a fine friend, though,
she
man,
at least
I
20
can't
years
say
older.
No. I guess
it don't matter how moms look.
She can be 70, 80.
You going for mom.
You got to get mom.
They, what did they roast you after? Like, you fuck my mama, man. Yeah,
yeah. I'm like, no, I didn't.
You can turn the table on it.
Yeah. I'm going to deny it.
You
no,
got
I
no standing.
Then you got to do another one that they
I'm
care
gonna
about?
I'm going to be denying that. I ain't do that. I wouldn't do your mom, girl.
DC, like.
DC going for mom.
Hey,
bad for
DC. You want some sweet potato pie? And I don't mean it in the oven, baby.
Because when women get the cheating revenge, they be going for the jugular. Okay. They will smash your best friend, your cousin, your pops. They do it all the time.
I laugh at that. I had an ex do that, and I was like, okay, I know everything wrong with this guy.
Yeah.
That's on you. Oh, I'm glad it's over.
In the Patreon, somebody said, I might smash his boss. Ooh, you're right. You just said it. Women are cold.
That's what I'm saying. They go for the jugular. Yeah. Yeah.
His boss, he already, you already beneath him, and then you smash the boss.
Yeah, but I'm like, yeah, but he give, yeah, but he give me a check, so I'm like, I'm quitting.
Yeah, you got to quit. You can't work there no more.
Nah, man.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe you get a raise if she do something right. You'd be like, hey.
upside.
Come on.
She said, another girl said her friend smashed the dude that she worked out with that she told her boyfriend, you ain't got to worry about
See?
Him. Went and smashed.
Jugular.
I did. Y'all just changed my whole. I'm going for the best friend and the mama and the cousin.
You gotta go for the
yeah, but everybody
go for the
smashing the family.
Everybody knows that the they tell you off. Don't worry about them. You worry about them. What you mean? Don't worry about them. I wasn't worried about nothing. Now, yeah.
And she said she did it because the boyfriend was already insecure over dude. See? Now you didn't let him smash. He double insecure.
See?
No, damn, he was right. He ain't insecure. Man. He was right.
He was. He was
dead on. He sniffed it out.
He sniffed it out.
Now, if you want to prove us wrong, you don't do it. If we like, man, I know you smashing them. They'll be like, ha, ha, you right.
Jugular, man.
Yeah.
That's some mental, because they hate being wrong so much, you might get away with that. Because they don't like admitting, like, oh, so you, I know you wanted to fuck. No, I didn't. I prove I don't want to fuck them. Like, well, let's see you do it.
Let's see how long you can hold out.
That's what I said. You're weak. You're a weak woman if you smash that man that I know you want to smash.
You're a weak woman.
Can you get mad at the boss if she take the boss down? Can you get mad at the boss?
Does
at
the
that
boss
point?
Know that's my wife?
Boss yes. Gonna do what he gonna
yeah.
do, man.
He don't give a shit. And
hopefully
he
he'll feel
after.
Guilty and give me a Christmas bonus, and I think we do enough at the house that she gonna represent right. I'll be mad. Yeah, I'll boss. Be mad with that new sweater.
It depends if I cared about the job, too. Like, my boss at Big Five, I probably would do the judgment thing. Like, you fucked him?
Yeah. But especially right. Depends on the
he
boss.
He work at Big Five.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, but he's
I probably
boss.
Wouldn't want to smash anymore anyway. Like, that's what you're doing. I'm
what
good.
If it was exactly you, but richer?
Oh,
that's exactly. Oh, your man. Twin,
I'm like, you
but richer.
Waited 5 years. You know I was going to get there.
You could have waited
5 years.
And she
you
smashed Kenan Thompson. I'm like, are you serious? I'm right around the corner.
Kelly Perrine.
Kelly, oh, I'd be hot.
Kelly Perrine.
You could have just came to me for that.
Right.
Hilarious.
The same person.
Be upset.
That's mad funny. But well, women been doing revenge smashes for years.
Oh,
so,
man.
Yeah. They cornered the market on that.
The thought of revenge smashes just hurt, make you tear up a little bit.
DC can't even fathom. Like, for me, like, if I cheat and then she stay, I'll be like, I would never be able to relax. I'd be like, she's going to get the revenge. I might as well just break up at this point.
Now, is it cheating if they say, for example,
okay,
right? If they're like,
not Craig's story.
Not me. You know what I'm saying? If they say, go get that from someone else, if you like, I want to try this in the bedroom, they're like, oh, you better try that somewhere else. Is that cheating?
Oh, that sounds like an okay.
They sound like they gave you the free pass.
If they're not accommodating you,
hey,
do you have to
like...
tell them that you got it from somewhere else or nah?
I feel like if she doesn't...
I feel like you got to give the disclosure.
I feel like if they threaten you with that, I'd be like, I'll do it.
Okay. Right. You said, go. I didn't know you were a kid.
Next time you should tell me what you really mean.
Is that right, ladies?
give them those eyes. I thought you were serious.
I thought you said,
remember, I got it on tape.
Because y'all sound like a lot of dumb guys. But you said.
You said,
go get a white girl to suck my dick.
I asked you. I got the text.
So if there's something they're not doing in a bedroom for you, you're asking, do you have that permission to go get that?
If she told you that. If she said, you better ask to find that somewhere else, and he went and found it somewhere else.
This nigga moonwalked all the way to some.
Granted, I don't think that's going to work.
Okay.
In court. Well, you be like, you said.
I just be like, Your Honor. She literally said out of her mouth, go somewhere else and get it. I did what she was saying. Now, she would have meant this. She should have said it.
Right.
The only thing is, you're in court and she is your honor.
Right, she is your honor.
But your honor, you said.
You're right. You have said
that's something I've never understood either. You in love with somebody and you saying no to things. I understand if it's ridiculous.
What's ridiculous?
I want to put this tree stump in your ass. Like that's nigga, I can.
That's
die.
Ridiculous.
Like you know what I mean. But like if somebody just wants to be freaky or like and you saying
first thing in Keon's head was tree
I had
stump.
To go ridiculous.
Yeah. I was just thinking how many rings are in the tree stump.
But like when people, I see that like when people. Both sides, men and women, will be complaining about what their spouse won't do. And I'm like, why are you restricting?
I think most women, I don't know. I think most women will put up with whatever, for the most part, whatever their man is giving them. They adapt to whatever he's providing.
Right, and they shouldn't. If they're not happy, like, nah, nigga, I need you to do this and that. And he should be like, all right. But dudes be having the ego and be like, I thought I was putting it down. A lot of women lie to their men because they don't feel like he could take, you know what I'm saying, you're not doing this right or whatever. Right. And it's like, y'all got to have them conversations. Have like, if you doing something wrong, tell them. Mm.
But also, men don't have the confidence to be like, if your girl's like, yeah, I want you to eat my ass. They don't be like, nah, I don't eat ass. Go find somebody else to eat your ass.
Right.
We just humble pie it up.
Yeah.
That's that dance move. All right.
But like, because you know, like on my IG, I be asking a lot of sex questions because that should be funny to me, man. Right. And I be the answers I be getting from people is like, I would never. Like, I don't even understand the I would never with somebody that you are like with.
Right.
The I would never. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I would never get shit on.
Well, that's extreme.
You're not in love.
That's my.
You gotta find the right
that's
one.
My,
yet.
What type of shit?
Of the list of like no's, that's like one of two no's for me.
That's a thing though, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Is that one that you tell your girl if you want to get shit on? If you want to shit on somebody, like, you go find somebody else.
Someone else. You go ahead and have somebody. I'm not. Get the kids, nigga. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't understand the whole peeing and boobooing on someone.
Yeah, I'm out.
I don't understand it. I don't.
An occasional shower pee on somebody.
I was about to say,
happens.
I've done it, but I don't understand it.
Pee on somebody?
The young lady.
Yeah, in the shower, never in the bed.
She wanted to. The shower is the easy way out, though. I'm talking about raw in the bed piss.
Well, that's just disgusting.
You have to plan for that.
I mean, you got the mat laid down. So let me pee on you, Craig, right on your knees.
Oh, my knees.
Oh, my knees.
That's in your mouth. They going to pee up. Start at the knees and work their way over the teeth.
She doing a crab walk.
Yeah. She's standing up.
And it's women pee, so you know they're going to be wobbling up.
Is this a one time?
I don't know.
Because a lot of people want to do stuff and they just want to try it.
Right. What makes you excited about
because
that?
Because like, when I did the thing, the young lady was like, I just want to see what this is about.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, okay.
Happy to oblige.
And no, I wasn't happy. And then after we both were like, well, that was the stupidest shit of all time. Like, that was just
I can
dumb.
Never look at you the same if I peed on you.
Well, I thought it was going to be, I'm trying to, when people bring up stuff, I try to
shower?
See. What it is, yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to see, like, what's the mentality behind it, right? So I'm thinking, okay, maybe gross. It's a submission and power thing with the peeing. Maybe that's why people do it. Like, you're taking...
Domination.
Yeah, so I was like, I thought maybe I would get this feeling of power. She thought, like, oh, and after we were just like, no, that was just warm and dumb.
Like, yeah, it feels like you peed on yourself
right.
together.
Right. That's what, bro. Like, I was like, I can't believe
peed.
I just did that. Yeah.
I peed. But you both have that feeling like, right.
And it
let's
was like,
shower it
we
off.
Looked at each other and we were just like, no.
That's a no
that
for me.
That was a no.
No. But I was like, if you want to.
But it depends how you did. Did you go with it or were you hesitant? Because you got to go all, you got
to
be like,
it
yeah.
was hard to go. It was hard to go because I was like, I don't want to do this. I didn't want to do it. Like, I was like, this is.
She was on her knees waiting for it?
Yeah, and I was just
that's
like,
awkward.
This is, it was so weird. But I thought when the visual of her on her knees, I thought I was going to be like, yeah, like I'm peeing. I was just like, I don't want
to. I wonder if she told who she was with in the future, I let a guy pee on me.
No.
I wonder if she ran that down.
She probably said, but in the shower.
Like, was it in the
took
shower?
Away from
yeah.
it.
It was in the shower?
But the shower wasn't running. Like, it was definitely. It was definitely
he just didn't want to clean nothing up. I was like, the
it
shower
was,
definitely
was
running.
The wrong.
What if she revealed that information later on down the line?
So you heard the pee going on? Like,
yeah. Just... No, he did it too. Why
yeah, but I had R&B music, and it was like a whole vibe.
Was,
going.
Was
yeah.
the shower on?
The shower was on.
The shower was on.
I thought the shower was on. That's hilarious.
Early morning.
I I do it in a dry shower.
We say in the shower, we mean the water.
Right. Well, I just needed, I didn't want to clean up.
Of course.
Just heard so pee. We just went in there.
You took a quiet piss on a girl.
Yeah. It was a loud piss.
With music playing?
No.
Nothing.
You just heard running.
You hear the droplets?
It'd be thumping.
In a tile.
What was she doing? Was she like...
No, she just, I could see her face kind of like, this is dumb.
She was whistling in her head.
Like when it hit, you know, that initial, it was like,
yeah. Did she drink it?
No.
Tony got some booze. Did she drink it? Yeah. Did she get it in her eye?
Because this all matters.
Right.
It does.
Is she just getting peed on? Or is she like, boop?
Because people be drinking stuff. people have people do stuff in the cup and be drinking.
They do a lot of things in cups. I never did none of them cup things.
Yeah, me neither.
Oh, remember two girls, one cup?
I've never seen the video.
I've never seen the video.
I threw up, bro.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't throw up, but I was trying to understand. You didn't throw up? Y'all didn't throw up?
I didn't throw up.
I never watched it.
But I watched it. I was like, I've changed. That moment changed me.
Because people were like, what
is it?
I was
a different man.
And I could just put, I'm smart enough to understand what it probably was, so I never watched it. I was like, nah, I have no interest.
Let me tell you.
Nah,
somebody told me about it, and I was like, I don't want to see that.
Right.
When I seen it, I was like, what's the cup for?
Yeah.
What did you get the cup for?
I couldn't believe it.
That's going to definitely make me
change my mind. And it was well shot. The production value was on point.
Had a sound guy.
Oh, my God.
I wonder how
sound guy had to be.
I wonder how many takes they did.
Hopefully one.
What was the eating plan before that?
It was like, all right, so you guys make sure you eat the night before.
Yeah.
The Patreon was like, I stepped away. Y'all talking about pissing on people. Yeah. What happened? How did we get here?
We just go.
We didn't even intro the show yet.
There's no intro.
We did not. By the time you get to pissing,
the intro's gone.
Tony, we are back with another.
We are back with another episode of Daddy Issues. We 30 minutes in.
That was a fast 30.
That was a fast 30.
Filth always goes faster.
Wasn't this supposed to be a questions episode? No?
It was.
It was supposed to be a questions episode.
Yeah, yeah,
at this point, we already in.
I didn't do it. You said the P.
I just said it was a question.
How did we get to P? I don't know.
I don't know. Let's hop into questions. We got a question?
Well,
what you got?
I want to talk about, this is off topic.
Let's do it.
Especially given what we've been talking about.
Transition this from piss. Let me see the transition scale.
Well, it actually is on topic because, you know, he asked with a music playing.
Right.
I said no, but it would have been dope if you had a person. Did you have a personalized song?
No, I didn't.
If you had a personalized song,
peeing on somebody,
Chappelle made one.
He did.
Yeah. You
trip, 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 trip. Pee on you.
Yeah.
What have you had? Have y'all done the personalized songs?
No. What's the personalized song?
There's this joint called Song Finch. They do like personalized songs. So if you wanna send a song to your girl, your mom, your aunt, your brother. You can, you know, give them the info that they request with the little simple questionnaire. It's just like, you know, tell us what you want us to mention in the joint. What's your favorite thing about? Because I did one for my mom for Mother's Day. Since Mother's Day is coming up.
Oh.
She probably listening to this.
No, it ain't going to be no surprise,
but she has a song this Mother's Day. And it's like, and these are like professional artists.
They really can sing.
It's not just me singing for somebody.
It ain't your home.
You know, but like these are people that are professionals in the music field, and you can get a song made for somebody.
Dope.
And I'm gonna play a little clip.
Okay.
Oh, play it.
Sandy, don't listen to this part.
Mama Baker, close your ears.
Yeah. And hey, y'all hit Tony up because he might sing a song for y'all too.
Man,
listen,
I mean, you know, I'm not opposed
Tell
to
me
it.
Who you came. I like that.
Tell me who you came. Yeah. Cam, can I put this to the mic and they can hear it? All right, here we go. All
right, let's hear it.
Cue it up.
What if it's just Boyz II Men?
Real production value.
Hey, I'm already all in.
I dedicate this to you. To you. Oh, oh.
So it's like that.
That's dope.
So you just got to give them like facts.
Yeah, or? You give them. They ask you like a few questions, and then you just put in there what you might want mentioned in the song. So I was like, or some things like that. And so I was like, yeah, I'm 10 pounds at birth, and like you know, she always took me to like places in Chicago and like this, that, and the third. And so then they incorporate that into the song.
Can you choose what kind of like singer or vocal it is?
Because
I would be like no auto tune.
Yeah, I picked R&B, and then
and they just gave you the auto tune.
Yeah, I didn't ask for the the auto tune.
I would want specifically. Yeah, not
you, that. You can give them those.
Keon
notes
trying
sure
to produce the session.
Like, yeah,
Keon,
yeah,
yeah. Running back.
Remember how Rick James was looking at Eddie Murphy and he's in party all the time.
Can you do like alternatives, like different style of music?
Yeah.
Oh, you can do a rap song.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
You can mix it up.
I'm with that.
Will rap be
again
appropriate for Mother's Day?
It's a song.
It depends
Finch
on what it is. Kanye made a rap song to his mama.
Song
you're right.
Finch,
hey, mama.
You can create personalized radio quality songs full of details about your life. So
I like
you
that.
Know. Yeah, man. You simply share a few details about your mother, what makes her special, or special memories, and a hand-picked professional artist will turn it into a song that can be treasured forever.
So tell Mama Baker she got one coming from me, too.
Okay.
It's going to be a different one.
Appreciate you supporting my show.
Yeah.
My
Yeah, with the daggers, too. Keon's like.
And it's usually like, it'd be like $179 for a gift that'll treasure forever. And, you know, you visit songfinch.com and use the code ISSUES for an additional $20 off.
Song Finch is offering
$20 off all personalized songs at songfinch.com with the code ISSUES.
How you spell Finch?
Finch is S-O-N-G-F-I-N-C-H.
Okay.
So songfinch.com, that's S-O-N-G-F-I-N-C-H.com, and use the code ISSUES. That's ISSUES, I-S-S-U-E-S.
That's dope.
Hey, yeah, Tony,
I want to shoot. I like that. It's a hell of an idea.
I
want to
shoot. I want to shoot the music video for your mama's video.
Oh, you gonna do the video?
Yeah, I want to shoot.
Hey, don't be trying to one up me out here, man. Look,
Song Finch.
Look,
right? Little baby with your face on it.
And they show you a picture of the artist. Like they send me a picture of the guy that sang that. The dude from Chicago too.
Oh, the irony.
Yep. So
it's
like,
I
might want to
do one.
It's dope, man.
I think that's a great idea, though.
For sure on there.
I'm gonna do one for me.
That's a for sure
song. Thing.
You can do one for yourself.
Oh yeah.
Hey Chaz, you know you're my best friend. You
Chaz
know
would definitely do one for
selfish.
Hey man, let's go play video games. Let's go clean our guns.
He would definitely do one for himself.
I'm gonna go check that out.
Yeah,
song
man.
Finch.
Song Finch.
Song Finch.
Yeah, sure, man.
She could put that on while she's cleaning up.
Oh yeah,
whatever, you know what I'm saying.
They was like, "Hey, Mama Baker, you gonna listen to any other songs? No, it's the only song I listen
the whole
to.
Road trip.
Yeah, whole road trip.
You can make
my mom been talking about coming out here. She was like, "I got Keon's messages. I got to come out there." She told me that yesterday.
I'm gonna get one and make subliminal jabs in it. Like, you ain't clean up the bathroom.
You whoop me harder than the rest of the kids. But I learned a lot.
Uh-huh. I appreciate you.
The complaint song.
Uh-huh.
Never took me to Disneyland.
I always resented you for that. You can really jab it up, but it's
you're
still
good
a song.
A resent song is hilarious, bro. Make a real professional breakup song with somebody.
Man,
you ain't shit, never was, ever gonna be.
Oh, somebody's definitely doing that.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
Breakup song? For sure.
Song to the kids. Yeah. You always wake up late.
I think I might do something. I might get one for my mom.
Hey, do that.
That's
man.
A great
your mom, man.
Actually, yeah, Cardi's birthday's coming up, and she don't watch this show.
Oh.
Don't get her one until she starts watching
the
show.
So make her watch
man
the show
that's
for her
no
birthday.
I don't
get
want her
it
to watch it. That way she won't know that it comes.
That's why I can't do one for you. Sorry, Tuts.
You know what I'm saying?
She don't support you, though. She don't deserve it.
Yeah, she don't support
song,
you, man. Let's get rid of her, bro. Let's go find somebody else.
Yeah, she does.
Laugh at your show.
She's just giving you a chance.
Let's go find somebody who enjoys getting peed on.
She's just giving you a chance at normality. Kia,
let's go find.
What if this is one episode she watched?
She finally tuned in to it.
Let's go find you.
What kills me is she be laughing hard at the house.
Yeah.
Like, at the house, I'm the funniest nigga alive. At them shows, she be like...
In the front. Too.
In the front.
Cardi be sitting in the front?
Because they always put her in the front.
Oh, yeah.
Because she, 9 times 10, she come by herself. And I'd be like, well, you could just hang out in the green room. She'd be like, nah, I
want
to watch the show.
I want you right to see me that
so later. So they put her in the front, and I'd be like.
I hate seeing people I know in the front.
It's
weird.
I don't mind it.
I
if
don't
it's,
mind that.
I don't like it,
bro. I just don't like her in the front. Like, if it's my dad, like my coach, when I was in Phoenix, my coach pulled up.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, it helped me bring up stories. I was like, bro, remember the time? You know what I mean? So I was going off on tangents, and I don't mind that, but just her, I'd just be like, just hide.
Because we hold on to the one face that's not laughing.
Especially your mate.
That's crazy. An extra.
Now, like, in her defense, if I'm doing, like, when we went to Phoenix, that whole 45 was brand new. And a lot of the jokes I told was, like, stuff that happened on the plane there and everything. So she'd be excited when she sees me turn real-life stuff and do it on stage.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Like, if she did, like, we did a Tony Baker and Friends one night, and she came, and I talked about some shit she had pulled in the bathroom the day before. And then she was like, that was hilarious how you took our fight and, like, made it. So she's and she'd be laughing at that stuff. Right. When she, but if it's jokes she heard before or, you know, she might think she knows, she'd be like...
Straight face, care. Straight stone face.
How about you can't do that to me?
Stone cold.
You just gotta just do this. I don't care. Just let me see the shoulders go up and down.
But if it's new, she means
that's
she
all
mean.
Yeah, that's all I need.
Especially now you got a mask on.
All I need is this. All straight face.
All this, yeah.
I don't care if you're trying to hold in the cough.
All right. Shoulders.
Give me the shoulders.
All shoulders, man.
You just want to see some action out there. What's
Yo,
happening?
This episode was supposed to be a questions episode, but you know us. We be tangents McGee's out here.
Yeah, it is. We got time, though.
We got time.
Man, I was thinking if my girl was in the front row, I'd be like, if she picked up her phone or anything, I'd be like, what are you doing? Pay attention.
Right. It get all serious
you
and awkward.
Food.
This is what I'm talking about, man. This is why
you
we
never support me.
The breakup on stage?
Yeah, everybody at all is
like, that better be the babysitter on that phone.
The babysitter?
That's what I'm saying. You always go to the phone. I could be telling you everything. You go straight to the phone.
Tell me I don't listen. You don't listen. Man, I'm out of here.
And then she walk out. Everybody's like, slow
applause. And then you gotta be like, that was up. She was like, we got y'all.
What if somebody just flipped it and was like, so I'm single now? Right. And the chicks were like,
No, what if you were like, you know what, I'm done with this shit, and you leave before you did all your time?
Oh, man.
I'm out of here.
I'm done with this shit.
Like, hey, baby, but don't leave. Down, they would understand.
And you gotta go back up, though, because you ain't finished your time.
What if he was hosting?
You chilled out there. Oh, the host.
Hey, what's up? Y'all know y'all saw that shit. Anyway, let's get him for your next comedian or some nigga. Hey, baby, come back. You gotta go chase her off stage.
And then the girl come up there and finish the work. Tell you about this.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? Pete would be like, I'll never forget the time.
Oh,
that would be
great
so
show.
Memorable for him.
Historical
money
moment.
Money well spent. Man. For the audience.
Oh, you know people like messy shit too. Right. So they would be all.
Did you ever see when
so Tony and Sabrina went at it right on stage?
No, it was real.
You know
it was real.
You know it was like that. Kind of was when Kev and Tori first was breaking up, and Tori started doing stand up. It was kind of like the answer to your jokes. It was like a battle rap. It was like, oh, what?
I seen Clayton and Tans do it when they gone up back. They? Yeah, they gone up back to back.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Tans would go up first, and then...
Was they both equally laughing at each other's material?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, Clayton's really supportive to Tans,
Kev
bro.
Kev was not laughing.
Kev was not, that, bro. We was at the Gardenia Lounge, remember
Man.
That?
Oh, that time.
When I would see him in the audience, he was like...
But also, that was different. That was
I heard she was really angry.
There was a lot of malice in there.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It was straight replies to whatever he said on stage. It was like, oh, what?
Man.
I got you.
Right. But with no funny, though, I heard it was just like
Tori be on stage. So, niggas be cheating and shit.
But I'm sure it was
just. I promise. Niggas be cheating and shit. It's good.
It's good.
It's good. Sam was in the back part.
He be like,
he wait for her to finish the set, though. He wait for her to finish, and they get in the car and they leave.
Well, fully supportive.
We did the Uncle Clyde's comedy competition together, me and Tori. So he was there for the finals. I was like, oh, snap. And I was nervous. I was like, oh, Kevin Hart in there. You know what I'm saying?
And that's where he was huge.
He was
on the climb.
He was super bubbling. Because this was like 2010.
Yeah.
9-10.
Tony won that, by the way, guys.
But I seen him there. I was like, oh, yeah. And I was watching him watch her, and I'm like, oh, tough crowd. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, he probably won't laugh at me. You know what I'm saying? But he was looking at it with different eyes.
Yeah, he
was
like, yeah.
Like, man, don't put me out here like this.
I mean, but Kev knows you got to talk about what's real in your life.
You gotta. Sabrina was talking about doing an open mic. Mm-hmm. And she was like, would you mind if I talk? I don't care what you talk about. Mm-hmm. You can tell all my business. I don't care. Because I'm a comedian.
Right.
Right.
You understand that. You're like,
you get it. It's what we is.
As long as it's funny, that's my man.
Right.
Don't bomb.
Right.
I think every couple should do that because you actually learn what some of the problems are in the house. Because you're like, wait, what?
I didn't know you were tripping on this. Uh-huh. I remember one time I did a joke about Sabrina having too much shit in the shower. I'm like, this let me have my top robe. And then she cleaned up the shower. Yeah.
Did you feel bad or did you?
No.
Success.
What we gonna talk
but
about?
I feel you. That's why I like when Katie comes to shows, especially when I'm doing new shit, especially about a fight.
Yeah.
Because she can take in what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And then it's also funny. And then she's like,
"It's also funny." And it's not like, as forced.
It's not like,
you don't get defensive.
Like, take this
because
shower.
I'm talking to them about you. Exactly. You ain't even here.
Well, the thing is, you don't get defensive until she goes up on stage right after you. It's like, this nigga, I live with.
if it's funny,
yeah.
And then I did do that.
I was gonna start with me. I always go like, "Hey, I'm an idiot." I always start with the, "This is probably my fault somehow, but let me explain and see what happens here."
I don't. Especially, I'll be like, all right, y'all, tell me if I'm tripping.
Yeah.
If I'm wrong, you know, I'll lead it in like that. Or sometimes she just be doing shit. Like, dudes be acting like women just don't be wrong out here because they don't want the smoke.
We don't want the smoke in the house.
I will say that
I want
fuck,
the smoke.
They be doing
you
shit.
You want
sometimes.
The smoke?
If they in the wrong, I'll take the smoke.
See, I'm petty. So if I got stuff. My girl started doing stand up and I was doing stand up, some of the shit would just start not being true. I just need to win.
Craig would be like, then it was the time she shit on herself. What that
happened? That didn't happen.
I never did that. In the back of the crowd. I never did that. Look out. I'm going up next.
One time I saw Craig picking his balls with tweezers. Like, no, whoa. I shave regularly. Hold on. Isn't
that how to call security. She yelling in the back, sir. Escort her out.
Can't be talking about my shaved balls on stage.
Would you be ashamed of that? I'll be shaving my balls. I ain't
your balls?
Yes.
Nah. I don't get them close. I get them. I got to shave them pretty damn.
Nah, you got to use that little the one like for the nose.
I'd be afraid
use that
to
on your ball.
I get the little Indian tweezers. You know the little rope. I get the little.
Well,
rope.
I don't do my nose.
I'd be
he goes from nose to ball, ball to nose.
Chaz be double dipping.
Yeah, he be double dipping. He double dipped before.
The ball hairs and the nose hairs on the same device.
I don't ever have to use my. I don't ever have to trim my nose hairs. I don't ever have to trim my nose.
Oh, you got no nostril hairs. Look at you. Young man,
we've all double dipped once, right?
My nose is rather
I've double dipped with.
I've double dipped with.
You can't. You
got alcohol.
What do
you
use
with the crotch and the head?
Me too. Okay,
but
that's fair, right?
Nose.
I can't
not
do
okay.
that.
Yeah, not the nose.
Wait, y'all can use the little mic. Use the one for like the nose.
I have that.
You just use that.
You can use the peanut on my.
That's rough, yo.
No, it ain't. The peanut is smooth.
I don't like that one.
I got my hair clippers specially sheartened. So I'd be like,
I don't need no
razors.
The outliners? No.
No, hell
that's
no. Not
you don't use T-liners?
Hell no.
That's rough on the head.
Wait, so you be fading your shit up with the... With
no, because I have my clippers that I cut my hair with, and then I have the, you know, the mini thing that I just got from Manscaped.
Oh, Manscaped. You know your balls will thank you. Oh, okay.
Your balls... This is what I like about Manscaped. They're not trying to hide... That like our supplies are for everything. No, these are for your nuts. Because I'll be shaving my balls, man. I'll be shaving them. I like them smooth. I think women appreciate it. Like, that's why Manscaped is a whole thing. The brand Manscaped is a whole thing because dudes be trimming out here.
They do.
You know what I'm saying?
I haven't shaved my nether regions in a while.
Oh, I'll be doing it. I'll be
time to get in there, man.
Up, man.
Yeah. Do they got a de wrinkler cream?
No.
This is what I want to know. Do they have stuff that prevents the hair bumps?
The
that's what I hate.
It might
make it easier shave.
I have
hair bumps.
I have the shaver.
You gotta put a sack up.
They send the razor.
They
razor.
Have a sack holder.
They send the thing. The shaver. They send the ball deodorant. Which you know actually is a. I started putting it on, and that slight scent that you get, you don't get that no more. Yeah. It stops. I guess it stops the sweating.
You don't get
the
tartness anymore.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Is
and
it,
then they
is
have
it fresh ball scent.
The tangy,
or is it
no, and it smells good.
Okay.
Oh, give you a good. It gives
you
a better.
Yeah, then they give you a
what's the name
for chafing.
Something
musk,
and they give you the razor. They give you the creams, and they have deodorant. They have all. They give me the T-shirt. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And this is what I like about Manscaped. They're like, this is for your balls. Like these are for your nuts. We're not here saying this shade.
We're not
all
sugarcoating nothing.
It's like I forgot. What does the back of the shirt say?
When someone Manscaped, your balls will thank you.
Your balls
I like
will thank
straight
you.
Forward.
They're just
that's
like,
aggressive.
This is your balls.
Pull
and
your
then,
balls out and get
right,
going.
And grown.
Get, so right. I've been scaped up, and Cody was like. Okay,
I like the new smooth.
I like it. They small, they smooth. They just. I'm like, yeah, man.
The commercials just be like.
Okay.
The commercial should be for ladies.
And they have like products, so they sent me some draws.
Okay.
These draws, bro, are comfortable as is my favorite pair.
Word,
like no BS.
And they said, because they have it, the way it's set up is like, you have your leg room, and then they made like a special, like, these are for.
Oh,
for the boys.
A pouch. I have a pouch in here.
You got a man cave in there.
They value the balls,
a man cave.
Bro.
He got a man cave in this room.
We've been eating this, bro.
We've been eating this. It's so comfortable and everything. I was like, I'm sold. Yeah. I'm in. And I've been trying to get like a brand deal with them for a minute. Right. Man. And when they said, we want to have it, I was like, yeah.
It was the first three picks and you sent in that they were like, all right, we understand.
Send us your balls.
Yeah.
Picture forward. Sideways.
We're very particular about our nuts.
So what we're offering to the listeners is you get 20% off and free shipping with the code issues at manscaped.com. All right. That's manscaped, manscaped.com. Use the code issues and you get 20% off, man. Like I said, they got the trimmer. They call it the lawnmower. All right.
Love it.
They have the deodorants. Mm-hmm. They have the creams. They have the draws. They have, man, they here for your balls.
I'm finna use our promo code.
Balls, bro. Yeah. And I love it.
They must do your balls right. You wearing the t-shirt.
Right. Yeah. I wear a t-shirt that says my balls and the draws.
Balls and the draws.
And then I think the ladies will appreciate it, man. Because dudes be out here acting like they don't have to be maintenance. Like every dude be talking about, I want my girl.
Oh, yeah.
You want her all in there. You down there wild, bro.
Right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I'll take it on the chin. Get your man one. Tell him you want them to smell like me.
Right.
I'll do that for y'all.
For the people.
Their commercial should be like, it should be like one of those late night commercials. Like, are you tired of such? It should just be some woman with a,
like,
are you tired of stringing hairs?
Pulling the hair out of teeth?
And the little trimmer comes with a flashlight on it.
Oh.
So, you know, because like, you know it's a delicate area. You know, you got to be careful. So even when you got the lights on, that light, you be like,
bro, that's a mining equipment.
When you trimming your balls with like the old school way with like regular clippers, you'd nick yourself or something.
The way these clippers are shaped too, it's like, you know how that you have the clipper and just a thing. It has like a thing that's like or this, so you can lay it on.
Oh, you can go skin to skin. You can go skin.
Yeah, like it. The razor is like,
hey man, slow down.
It's on here. So you just basically go like this. Like you just basically go like this instead of like.
You can get rid of your grays? Can you get rid of the grays?
I don't have any grays, but yeah, get rid of them.
The light, if you and your girl want to, you know, she makes sure you get them little hairs. Right. You know, sometimes you be shaping up, be like, I missed the hair back. Could you get
that? That's dope.
Let me get in there, baby.
And you definitely need the razor, too, I feel like, because I can't do the shaver on the balls, like on the sack. Mm. I can't. It's too much going on.
Yeah.
Once I get both legs over the back, it's hard to get to that.
You can lift up your legs, bro.
You got to kick them back to get the area.
Oh, you talking about the underneath.
Yeah, you got to kick them back.
What's that called? The tank. That's the tank.
Guys, get the underneath. The dudes don't be paying attention to the underneath. She down there just is a bush. No, get all that.
The underneath is bushy, too. That's bush garden.
Get all bush garden
down there. You got to get the tour guide with a machete.
Right.
Yeah.
They're right here, Tony. Tanks.
They pick you up in a Jeep. You be bumping. Be like Ace Ventura 2.
Get that underneath, fellas. Get all
underneath. Over here's Tony's scrotum. All
right, we're going to do these questions. We're going to do straight questions.
Nigga right. said, pick you up in a Jeep.
The tour guide always pick you up in a Jeep.
With that hat.
Going through the rough terrain. Around here, you got to remember, mosquitoes are the size of helicopters.
They saying they don't mind the hair.
Okay. Yeah, that Sabrina told me that. That's why I took it easy on shaving. She's like, I ain't tripping on them.
Nah, you got to keep it freshly cut. They don't like the stubble. You got to keep it clean.
I don't like the stubble.
Hard hitting question. They was like, what that deodorant tastes like? I don't know.
Chalk.
Valid question.
Valid question.
Like balls.
We're going to bring the deodorant here and put it right there. Right?
Keon's Patreon about that work, though.
They like, what it tastes like.
No filter.
All right, y'all.
We got a question.
I like what you're building, Keon.
We got a question here. Oh, okay. This is a question from JL. So JLS. Shout out to JLS.
Yeah, he's been on a couple times. Yeah. Know that name.
How did you all start being friends, and have you ever fallen out or almost fallen out with one of the other guys?
Did we answer this before?
Oh, no.
I don't know. I'm sure Tony fell out with you before.
I don't think we've been asked this since we've been this daddy issue.
I don't think we ever fell out. We've had our problems, though. Falling out is deep.
Yeah.
Falling out is like, You know what I mean?
And super even our spats be like.
Chaz had a falling out with the whole group chat.
Yeah.
That was different, though. I didn't have a falling out with you guys personally. Nah. That group chat was awful.
Yeah, he distanced himself.
But he didn't distance from us. He talked to us individually.
Yeah. And still showed up to the functions. The group chat was the problem.
Yeah.
But a falling out, even when we get into it, it's not even like a long.
It'd be like little things, but we usually address the beef right away.
Right.
Like, all right, man.
It don't even last longer than a couple of hours if we're like if we're going back and forth, and then that's kind of it.
It'd be
usually you don't stay mad because that gives the other person all the license to say, oh, I hit him with a good one. Yeah. It's usually over a joke or some shit where niggas be like, oh, nah, you took it too far.
Well, it's also harder to fight when you, like, if you are getting into it, when there's three other people that's doing both sides. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So it's harder. Well, he right, you know, and that's because I don't think no one's ever had a one-on-one issue like that, I don't think.
We've had like, you could tell people be annoyed.
Yeah.
We've definitely had those. Which you'd be like, hey, man.
But I'm saying even within that, other people are
communicating with the others.
Huh?
Like, if I'm mad at something, I might either hit up Craig or something. Or
tell
hit up
me Tom. If I'm wrong about this.
Right.
Yeah, and just to...
But even I'm saying, like, even within the chat, like, if me and you are going at it, it's still them three being like, well, this and that. I see his side.
That don't mean nothing else.
I'm just saying, like, it's still.
People still be like, nah, man.
I'll be like, all five of y'all are wrong then.
It'd be four of us on one.
That'd be me, Craig.
Still be
like, all y'all just idiots.
I disagree. Y'all just crazy.
I feel like it helps with the, like, that it's not lingering. Because you can't help but to, if four people are saying, you can't help to, even if you take a break and be like, if four people saying it, nigga, like, it's got to be a thing. You know what I mean?
So, nobody ever owns that, though.
It depends on what it
probably
is.
I own.
You own. And I B-Lou. Own.
It depends on the actual, because we always talk about the paperwork and what you can bring up and stuff like that. If it be factless shit, I'd be like, I just looked this up. I'd be like, all right, you guys are just, then I'm just like, everybody's just trolling then, in my opinion. But then.
That's what I've been feeling like. I feel like a lot of it be trolling. So I'd be like, are you being serious?
Because sometimes you're like, we can't be serious.
This can't be a real thing. Like, there's no way you went here when I just said this. This has got to be
when
get
somebody brings
skin.
Up facts, I'd be like, oh, no. You had that save. You had that save locked and loaded. Just be like,
that means you came ready to fight.
you go look up shit. You have to, dog, because.
You got to be like Batman, man.
Yeah.
We got a contingency for everybody in Justice
League. When
there's
five people on your neck. You know what I'm saying? You're like, nah, man, I'm getting out of this.
See, I delete the group chat because it keeps going, then I delete. So when people be like, yeah, the time you said, I'm like, what? They be like, bam, bam, bam. I'm like, huh?
They got paperwork.
This ain't fair.
I keep the receipts for a while because I just be forgetting to delete stuff.
Yeah.
So they'll be like, we talking about something. Hold on. Then I go back, receipts.
I don't even know how to find, because like when I try to scroll up, it just stops after a while.
It does stop after a while. Yeah. Sometimes you gotta you can type in keywords that'll take you to the
and it'll come back.
Yeah, you ain't petty enough. You gotta talk to a pettier person.
Yeah, like, I'm gonna write paperwork.
Like Keon Rome.
I didn't know.
Sabrina showed me how to do that. Like if you type in this, you can go to this point.
I definitely need that.
So sometimes
but
they
if
might
you delete
just type
the conversation,
Keon
you'll never find it.
So it's easier to find. You say something, they be like, Keon Rome, and then they look it up later.
Yeah, no, I don't think we've ever fallen out.
No, we ain't had no real
nothing serious. Yeah. But it'd just be like little
stuff. It'd be annoying. Like,
we have
man,
spats.
Listen,
and be like,
it's
because
my
in person, it's so much fun. All the time.
It's never a thing in person.
Never, ever.
But Chaz has pissed me off, though.
Well, yeah,
I'm trying to get an audience the real deal with those. Like, no, we don't never.
But
nah,
we've talked about that
y'all
before.
Y'all live with each other.
Yeah. But we've talked about that before on here.
There'll be nothing lingering.
Yeah.
And Chaz has changed a lot since he became a parent.
Chaz has definitely changed.
Yeah.
Since he's become a parent.
Since he moved out, he's changed tremendously.
Keon's pissed me off once at the Christmas party. A nigga pissed me off. When he yelled at me at the Christmas party.
At the Christmas party? What happened?
Yeah, a nigga yelled at me.
This is
recently? We was playing Wolf.
He was yelling at DC.
What the hell is Wolf?
Tough. Wolf is a game we play. Keon, well, I don't know what he yelled at, but he was just like,
he was yelling at DC all night. Even on the separate
game. Was
this
drunk, Keon? Because
he was drunk.
No, so what happened was, this is why he got mad. I knew he was already mad earlier. Because I didn't realize he was legit upset until later. But like I could pick up that he was, like when he quit Chicken Foot, I was like, he's irritated.
Yeah.
And I wasn't drunk. He was just irritated because I was like, you're not picking this game up fast enough for me.
Oh, I remember.
And he's first, like, I'm new, nigga. Yeah. And I'm like, everybody else is getting it.
And I remember Keon going to everybody like, hey, how was it your first time?
Yeah, I was being an asshole.
Yeah.
Because I was like, Lou, you new to this? You got the rules? It's simple, right? And DC was like.
And you could tell by DC's eyes. DC's eyes can't hide.
That's why I told DC, come to the table. I tried to get you to come to the table.
He was like, I'm playing with y'all.
He give you that glance.
We were peaceful over there. We was like,
yeah.
Yeah,
fun, good times.
Yeah, man.
It was pressure at Keon's table. He was yelling at Cardi. He was yelling at everybody. What are you doing? You can't.
In my defense, no one was paying attention to nothing. Like, I was like, this is, y'all know I hate repeating stuff over and over and over. And I kept having to do it. I was like, y'all, what's happening here?
But that was one of a few times.
Yeah, and then he was yelling at you at werewolves.
Werewolf. I was like, oh, this is the tip of the iceberg here. So we're gonna have to have a talk.
He brought it up the next day. Hey man, we didn't address. He said we. You could have just said, hey nigga, I didn't like. He said, hey, we just didn't address.
I was mad.
As a unit, we did the dress. But then like he brought it up, and then that was.
I done pissed off everybody, at least one good time, except for maybe Keon. I don't know.
I don't think Chaz ever made me
Chaz
mad.
Chaz definitely pissed me off.
I've definitely pissed Tony off.
Sure. I don't have high expectations, so you've never pissed me off.
Yeah, Craig's
like, Craig, we don't talk to Craig.
He's the young one. I know he's going
to
fuck up.
Craig and them used to annoy me when I first met y'all with the Kiki thing, but it was new.
With the Kiki thing?
Like, I'm just going to take
thing?
It.
What they called you?
Because these niggas would be like, and they would not stop. Like,
and his dad told us, or his dad said something, and I was like, what? Oh, I'm gonna keep hold of that one.
So they just kept saying it. So it'd be like him, Marlon,
and you just gotta Fu, take it.
Vinny, you know. And I was just like, I'm new.
You gotta.
And they
take
just,
it.
I know they're trying to get a rise out of me, so I'm just gonna eat this. Because Cotty got on me because her sister said it, and I was like, that ain't my name. Then, she was like, well, I saw you take from out. Like, it was seven people, and you don't know how this works. If I say something, they're gonna go harder.
Right.
With your sister, I can just tell her, hey, dead dad. Exactly. That's it. So she took it as like I was getting on her sister and letting them ride. I'm like, no, it's just different dynamics. You don't know how it works.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like,
once you when you with your boys, if you get defensive, it's the power.
We'll never let that go.
Yeah.
We'll never
so you
got to
eat it.
Well, also you can say something really mean back where you can't say to her sister.
Right.
You can tell us. Yeah.
Right.
Well, you.
Yeah, well, that's why.
Right.
You had chlamydia in high school. Remember that?
So I was just trying to explain to her that like there's just different dynamics. And she was like, no, you came my sister. I was like, I didn't. All I said was, yo, that ain't my name. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And shut it down.
And then there's man code, too. There's
yeah,
man code.
She just thought I was being unfair. And I was like, no, there's just, you know, dynamics.
We were trying to be annoying.
Right. And I knew that. So I was just like, I'm just going to, why would I fight back with a whole family?
Also, what's the fair stuff? Being unfair? I'm like.
No, that's a valid.
It was
valid.
That's what
a valid call.
She didn't.
And
yeah, she didn't get like because she's like, you came my
you
sister and not at them.
And it's Cotty's sister.
Yeah.
So it's just like why
so
you give her the stern talking to, but you taking it from them.
No.
Cotty had a valid point.
I don't think so.
She
did.
Yeah. I think so.
But the truth behind it is, he could be mean to us, and he doesn't necessarily want to be mean to her sister.
Right.
As a comeback. But
it's business too.
I get what Keon's saying as well, but I get the Cotty call.
Yeah, I definitely got it. I
get that, sure.
But I'm like, you've never addressed me as this before, but now you see them doing it, you want to hop on the bandwagon.
But that's
like,
just happened.
I don't even remember
where did
she
get
it.
Kiki from?
I don't remember what she did it, like, when
did
it happened.
Did she get it from your dad as well?
No, they didn't even get it. They just started doing it.
Oh, he just said
it. I thought your dad said it one day when at the first time I met him. And I was
he said, okay. He was telling a story or something. I don't know. I don't know how it started. But I think y'all was doing it before that.
Note it, read a writer.
I'll say this.
Yes, put that in the pocket.
Yeah, but other than that, no. Chaz has never made me mad.
Chaz
pissed me off when he was driving in Seattle.
No. With the whole Last Comic Standing.
Oh, I was about to say, yes, he did.
I remember that
one. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
It's been a couple times.
Why am I always the one that's getting mad?
He went from Chaz never to,
Chaz pissed me off, bro.
I remember that one.
And at Flappers.
Yeah, he pissed me off at Flappers, too.
I don't feel like Flappers was really my fault,
Flappers was your fault,
No, because here's what happened at Flappers.
No,
I went from Chaz never to
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to dig up the dirt.
Yeah.
Let
me tell
my
side and you tell your side.
Okay.
So I walk in the Flappers. Granted, I was dressed goofy. I don't know. I had on a long pea coat, a long ass pea coat, a beanie. Chaz in front of everyone.
DC looks fucking homeless.
I didn't say fucking. I didn't say fucking.
DC looks homeless. Where are you coming from? You just look homeless right now. You look home, DC. You're looking homeless.
Okay, I don't think it was all like that,
bro. It was just like that.
That's how you heard it. That's not bro, what I said. Bro. I said, "Hey, DC, why you dressed like a homeless dude?" Yeah. That's probably what I said.
I let it go. I was just like, okay,
"How many
cool.
times did you look fine. In the mirror before you left the house?" Though, like
zero.
Yeah,
I'm
like, yeah. Maybe zero.
I'm willing to bet with 100% confidence. Chad said it more than once.
Yeah, she said it more than once.
I did not.
Especially if he got a rise out of the first time. Yeah,
and that's so when you got mad over the cat thing. Well, finish your thing.
Oh yeah, that yeah. too.
Keep saying it. Keep saying it. I was like, all right, Chaz. I said, okay, Chaz. Chaz is like, what's the big deal? And Yo says, you guys are always killing Chaz on a hot nothing anyway. He deserves to say something. And that's when I was just like.
You see, he's bad with quotes, guys.
So bro, that means he was talking like, about it at home, and he was like, I'm going to get him. Yeah,
I was
him.
Like. I wanted to be, I couldn't say anything to Yo, right. But I was just like, Chaz, bro, come on. Right. I was like, come on.
Keep her out of this.
Yeah, I was like, come on. This is
DC,
like.
DC hit me on the side.
I text Keon.
That's he said, nigga, let me tell you what happened.
Yeah. And tell me if I'm wrong.
And I was like, no, you're not. Yeah. No, you're not.
That was my hope.
So, this is why I said it's not my fault. For one, I felt like you was more mad at the Yo thing than me. I didn't make her say that. No. I was like, well, you know, that's not a Chaz issue. That's not something I was like, right? And it wasn't like this. It wasn't like, yo, I'm about to go whole court and roast DC. I don't do it like that.
It was in the middle of a comedy show.
No.
Time out.
The show was over. It was at Flappers. Stop. Because DC's bro. Making it like it was no, all in front bro. Of me. It wasn't. The show was over. It was in the corner at that. I was walking towards you.
No, bro.
Okay, good. Yeah, I thought it was in the lobby at Flappers.
No, it was where we sit.
No, in the back. I thought
it was. It was where we sit, where you know we always bathroom, sit. Tony right? Baker's and friends.
Oh, in the showroom.
Yes,
but it was a little further down. But the show was over. It was everybody was already. It was already empty.
No, everyone was still sitting. No, down.
Everybody.
This is what I'm saying.
Everybody.
No one leaves right
let
away.
Let him get his off.
It was, okay, but, back, it, but it was us. But it was right. us. Now I remember I was walking towards DC because Keenan and DC were over here. Yo and Sabrina were like here, but you know with the seats, they're close.
Yeah.
I'm talking towards DC. I wasn't like, yo, check this out, everybody. I wasn't doing that.
You were juggling.
I wasn't doing that. I was like, yo, DC, why you dressed like you? Because DC, no, I wasn't.
It wasn't warranted. It came out of nowhere.
It's a roast, bro. In. What are you talking? Which is what we do.
You had a hat and a jacket on. And that's where it came from.
I'm not saying you're wrong for that because we do that.
Okay, that's roast. Fair. That's okay. fair.
But when he hit me, his issue wasn't that.
It was with Yo with saying something. Yo. That wasn't my fault.
It's no, I think you should have been like. I think you should have been like, yo, I got this. Something like that.
Nah, there's nothing.
Bro, you have
then
to.
Then he would have been arguing right there.
In retrospect, Chaz does do that when the time. Remember when I was getting on you about the dishes?
Which time?
Yeah. Yeah, I was very general.
Which time,
bad.
Tony?
I was getting on you about the dishes. I was getting on you about something. Uh-huh. And then Fluff, can I?
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
She tried to come in.
but I killed that, didn't I?
You yeah. killed it right away.
Thank you. Okay.
You stepped in because she tried to come at me with attitude about, you know, me getting on Chaz about cleaning up. And then Chaz was like, what are you doing? What are you doing? So I know Chaz has the mechanism Thank of you. The shutdown. You know, right. But he didn't shut it down in this moment.
Because in Yo's like defense, that. She wasn't like, da-da-da-da. She was just.
Yeah.
Just in it.
She came in on the right. woman, just like she old girl trying right. to defend Chaz on me with the housework.
Right.
I was like, I was about to go in.
Right.
Right.
But I wasn't even thinking like, Chaz, you better. I was about to.
Yeah, it could have shifted.
You know, I felt like
Yo was crying in the bed to Yo about
I
how
felt like Yo was trying to make fun of, make a joke off of it. I don't feel like she was trying to be like, DC, watch what you saying
to
my
man. She was just like, you can't be. She's like, you can't make Nick
him.
No big deal. You guys be killing Chaz
right,
all
and
the
that's
time.
What women do. They come yeah. in to the defense right. of their man.
Yeah, and that's
but,
fair.
But it's also I the bet truth. What happened, too, is he was already irritated.
I'm already irritated.
So now it's like, hey, somebody,
so before,
hey.
Before I can roast him, I'm like, wait, okay.
Yeah. Hey, hold on. I'm not gonna apologize for a solid roast, right?
No, the roast was
amongst my peers. If you come, you get. That's what happens.
Yeah. The roast was fair.
Yeah,
I didn't apologize. I didn't have my shoes skewered.
We have roasted Chaz's wardrobe repeatedly.
His shoes skewered.
That was fair.
Skewered, bro. So my apologies.
We've been roasting his wardrobe. Yeah.
But also, I go, yo, my bad. I didn't see that. I didn't recognize. Yeah. We talked about that afterwards. I was like, had I known it came off like that, of course I would have been like, yeah, hey, let me.
Yeah,
Right. But I didn't, and until DC said it, because Keenan and DC were both like, this is why, da 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 da.
Right.
Da.
Yeah.
And I still like, wait, that don't make no sense, because it wasn't just like, that's not how it seems, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, and then I got it, and I'm like, yo, my 100%, my apologies, right? And I'm quick to apologize.
Yeah, we talked, me and you, we talked, and it was like.
But that was one time I remember DC was like. And DC would just stare at you with my eyes, bro. No.
DC eyes let you know everything.
I always give a precursor to women, like, hey, these are my friends. Don't go at them, because if they go at you, I ain't got nothing to say.
Yeah.
And they might point some things out I ain't noticed. it might be over.
Yeah, and your fam got zero filter. Right. Yeah. They don't care who it is.
They be thinking they funny. I'm like, no, these people do it professionally.
Wait, hold on.
I ain't even going to hold y'all. Before every game night, I'd be like, just whatever happens.
You got to laugh
you
it off.
You giving a disclaimer.
Yeah, I'd be telling her, like, don't get involved in anything.
You have to have that combo?
Not anymore. But okay. when y'all first, y'all was supposed to meet and stuff, I was like, whatever we do.
Because it's different with just us.
Just let it ride.
Yeah. But when the females get involved, it becomes like a... All
right. Well, sometimes it looks fun till you get involved, and then you look at that Keon or your boyfriend like, help?
And then going in on then my if it's shit. Something, too, it's like, you told her that? You know what I mean? Or something like, they say something, it's like, I told you. Shut the fuck up. So then he looking at you like, oh, so you told her this.
And then it's been moments where we be like, hey, Keon, man, did you talk about this with your girl?
Keon's the main one.
We definitely be like, hey, man.
Oh, I did. I got mad at somebody for that, for accusing me of that. I got real mad.
I didn't accuse you.
Somebody said, he's like, nah, how's accused me of telling her something, and nigga.
I think it was maybe.
I was pissed.
Can this be on? I don't think this one could go on air. But no. What we talked about, it didn't get you mad. It was something else.
Okay, I just remember one time somebody.
I'm
asked
tell you off air, Patreon.
Okay. If I like, and I was like, I don't tell her. Like, yeah. I got. I felt like it was like disrespect to like me as a man.
Yeah.
Like, I don't be pillow talking. I don't be what the fuck. Like, I got so mad. I forgot what it was.
Right.
But I was like, don't. Don't do that. Don't tell me.
Sometimes I used to have to take an L for that, because I'd be like, nah, I was just walking around the house talking on the phone. I didn't know she was listening to key points. My bad.
Key points.
Right.
Taking little mental notes on, what?
Yeah.
Part two of me getting mad at Chaz.
Oh. Yeah. Chaz is the focal point of
last comic standing.
This one, I was trying to make DC feel good.
I'm trying to remember this. And I don't know if I remember.
Bro. The backhandler?
Backhandler?
Oh, that.
This is where it came from.
What did Chaz do to get you to the backhandler point?
Last comic standing, I just lost. I just didn't advance. I was hurt. Because, you know, when you're doing last comic, you're thinking, oh, this is going to change my life.
Yeah.
I was hurt. I felt like they robbed me.
They did.
Yeah, I felt like they robbed me. I felt like they did some bullshit, whatever the case is. But. Yeah. Come to the group chat or whatever, and I'm just like, man, I didn't make it, guys. I went over my time, or they said I went over my time, but I know I didn't go over my time.
Yeah,
I had it timed, I didn't go over my time, so they said that was the reason why I didn't make it. Mm. Chaz immediately says, "What the fuck? You went over your time on national TV,
dummy!
You dummy!
Why would Roseanne lie?
Why would Roseanne lie?
I remember now.
And DC was calm for a long time.
He was,
and he was like, I'm telling you, this is what happened. They don't show everything on TV. Right. And Chaz is just gone.
Keeps going.
Accountability. Yeah. Come on, guys.
Right. All that.
You know how much time you're supposed to do. You didn't do it.
No accountability.
You didn't prepare yourself. Come on.
Finally, DC was like,
oh man.
So I'm not taking disrespect from a fucking baggage.
So me and Lou were watching DC and you on Last Comic Standing. And so when we watched it, DC, like Roseanne said, DC went under the time.
Went
under the time and blah blah blah. So we called DC because I was trying to call DC and be like, that shit ain't nothing. You know what I mean? Like, don't even take it seriously. It's a small blip, blah, 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 blah. I should have just said that.
Yeah.
You know
what I'm saying? You lead with that.
Lead with that. But then I was just trying to make light of it, making fun of it. You know what I mean? Also, DC doesn't tell you stuff. Okay? So DC didn't say, you know, I felt like I got robbed, blah, blah, blah. DC doesn't, because I was, I mean, we asked questions about
it. Didn't I say
that
in a group chat? I said,
I got robbed.
Yes, he did say that. You were like, you kept saying, like, why would they lie? Why would Rosetta lie?
We talked on the phone. We didn't talk on the phone.
This is all
group chat.
I remember vividly because we were looking at home, and Cody was like, you're not paying attention. I'm like, it's good in here. She was so mad at me. We were trying to look at houses. She was like, would you get off your phone? I was like, but there you go.
And sometimes that group chat take over whatever you're doing. You be like, absolutely, I can't look away.
But when I called him, he was like, that was too far.
You think I like working this job?
He was like, that was too much.
So he said, what? You can't.
I called him a baggage handler.
That's what I was working at, the flyway.
Oh, you was a baggage handler.
I was.
And Chad was like, you think I want to work?
He was like, man.
That baggage handler was an atomic bomb in that mug.
Because then it made me have to go like, what did I just say?
I ain't going to take no lip from no baggage handler.
I was like, what did I say? What did I say?
Did you all caps it? Did you put the bag next to dude walking?
I don't know, bro. I just know at first Tony was like, yeah, that was wrong, DC. Did you see him annihilate me?
Right.
Then Tony had to go back up and be like, yeah, Chad. Yeah, was kind of, yeah.
I was like, you earned it.
I just remember DC, I swear, like I heard it. He was just like, Chaz, you're a baggage handler.
And I felt bad after I said it.
You should.
Yeah, I did. But then
no, he was handling bags at the
time. He was handling bags.
I tell you what. This is 100% true. Single motivation why I worked so hard.
Really?
That was like, nobody's ever going to call me.
You should have called me.
Everybody that sees you on the street now is going to call you a baggage handler.
They can call me baggage handler now all they want to. But I was like, no one ever again is ever going to call me a baggage handler.
After I start going to Flyway, after that, I start sitting with Chaz. We go out to lunch.
Let me help you with the bags.
I'm sorry.
Let me help you.
We did go out to lunch.
Yeah.
I guess we do be getting mad.
Yeah. It happens.
I was mad at Brandon.
It's going to happen.
For what?
On the road trip?
Oh, clearly.
Remember that shit?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
clearly he was mad.
But y'all, the only thing was y'all thought I was like mad at that.
Brandon Lewis.
That had built up the entire day when I was just like, shut the fuck up. Like, so it wasn't like that particular
it wasn't
moment.
That moment. It was
and then
a
we
build
had to
up.
Drive back, and then I was like, I'm tired, bro. Like, and then at the time, like, even now, he don't be in the chat like that.
Yeah.
So I was like, I felt the connection with all of you, and then he was the main guy going. I was like, I don't really like know you like that, mm-hmm. like yet.
And you got
then,
the nerve to be loud
and you
roast,
loud, and
then,
I'm like, so finally, yeah. I'm like, nigga, you ain't got no fucking teeth in your mouth. Like, don't be, you know what I mean? And like, and I brought up something that I shouldn't have with the other thing.
And Brandon's good, so he probably he got a couple good jabs in all day.
Yeah, but
Brandon was just going.
Yeah, Brandon irritated me a couple times too.
And I was so finally I said that, and then it wasn't even that part, it was the part I said after that, even after I said it, I was like, I shouldn't have brought that part up.
I'm trying to remember what you even talking about.
I brought up whatever he was going through in his relationship at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like how he handled it.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was like, I shouldn't have said that. But I was so irritated. I was like, nigga, you just, you know what I mean? Like, in real life, this is how you be
because,
doing.
Because
it was so awkward.
Those are the best ones, though. He's like, let me bring some honesty out of this. Because
I just was like, what's going to make him stop?
Because Brandon was still doing jokes, and Keon was like,
Brandon will keep going.
Yeah.
And keep going and going.
And I was like, bro, and like I said, it had built. We had just pulled out a thing. It was my turn to drive, and I was just like, nigga, shut up.
We had just started the trip back.
Right.
It was a gas station in Los Cruces. Yeah. We was about to take off.
And I was like, bro, this has been 10 hours of, you know, just like, shut up.
We wasn't on the road yet, though.
Nah.
No. We had already drove there. We were coming back.
Yeah, we were already. This was.
We did a whole one day thing, didn't we?
We
stayed today.
Where we stay?
We did not somewhere. Stay the night.
Nobody instigated
it? I don't think we did.
No, we did not.
We didn't stay the night?
No, that's what I'm saying. We were tired. It was
a
turnaround.
Why would we do that?
I don't know.
That's what most people say.
So we did the show and left after
We didn't
the
have
show.
Money for a hotel. We was broke at that time.
Yeah,
we
poor.
Money for
room. Definitely did.
Yeah, we didn't have money for rooms.
I thought they would have put us up.
Nah.
Poor. Nah, man. So I was
poor.
Bro, that's enough.
Three
people
ways.
Be like, why you do that? Poor.
Four ways on a. We went four ways on a van.
So I did feel bad about it, and then. Excuse me. Then what I didn't like after, though, it was like, Keon doesn't know how to roast. And I'm like, I can roast. That nigga was just irritating me for the entire day. And I didn't have that relationship with him yet. And I was just like, stop talking to me.
Right.
Like, I don't want you talking to me anymore, bro.
You are the worst on roast reception, though.
I mean, it depends on
in the group.
Roast reception.
Yeah, Keon, yeah.
He's the worst.
Oh, roast reception?
Yeah.
Yo, I find it's because Keon did explain this. Keon was trash at taking the heat.
Oh. Explain this.
Explain what?
Kevin and Tahir's thing.
That was a good time. I didn't get mad at anybody.
Also, he wasn't mad.
I'd have to see it.
No, no, you weren't mad.
I just had jabs back.
Exactly, because everybody else would just take it.
No, they didn't. On every episode, also, Greg took shots.
No, everybody on Explain This, we explained the pictures.
The pictures.
Yeah.
Keon started roasting them.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
But multiple people did that. It wasn't like
I've never seen anyone do it but you.
Greg opened up. Greg opened up and was like, before we start, I need y'all to take your breast off the table. That was the first thing out of his mouth.
Greg is Kev's brother-in-law.
Oh,
you seen him up here?
Yeah. I was just taking
beer,
light jabs.
He's not a comedian, though.
I don't know who he is. I didn't see
but
that
to explain
one.
This concept, you got to explain the picture. Yeah.
Right.
That's the concept of the show.
But okay. I didn't get nobody was. I
didn't say you were.
Jabs.
I didn't say you were mad.
He said he was roasted back.
I just said you had the
that's
roast
fair.
Reception because you
he
didn't.
He has the worst roast. Because
you didn't just. You couldn't just be like. Because some of them, they were, you know, it was the bullshit.
Yeah.
But you're like, but I'm not fat. But you're like, damn, Keon, why you even have to?
He was roasting the shit out of the fatness.
And because he was like, a lot of fat jokes. I'm like, why are you even doing all
because,
that?
But the audience, I was reading the comments, they was like, he came ready.
Yeah,
like,
always going to be people in the audience rocking with you.
Aren't you supposed to just take it on there?
You're supposed to explain your
picture. Explain this picture.
Okay.
But the thing is, how do I explain it? Like, what are you doing here? I was like, nigga, being in shape. Like, I don't know how to explain
that's not being in shape. That's not the problem. The problem is like, you call it to hear and get fat after
they
one
are,
of the
things. Like. The thing is, Keon's not used to receiving insults because he grew up and he was handsome.
Oh,
he
no,
was,
I definitely got it. Definitely. The funniest.
Oh, never mind. He just mean.
The funniest Adam Apple joke I ever heard. And it was somebody was like, you look like, we were just chilling. Mm-hmm. And out of nowhere, he was like, man. You look like the machine that washes the golf balls, where they just put it in there and hold it. He's like, let me put my ball in there and wash it in there, and then you cough it back out.
I think I know what those look like. Yeah.
But he was just saying how it looked like I hold golf balls for people, and I was dying. I was like,
a good roast should make you laugh. I enjoy being. People always be like, dang, Chaz, they shit on you all the time. And I'm like, it's not even like that. I'll be like, it's different when it's like. When you, I mean, I'm saying it's what we do. I'm like, I can sit it on. It's fine.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm never going home and be like,
I definitely will clap back.
Like, no, yeah,
Brandon got me mad too when he filmed
me. You never heard a new one?
When Brandon.
if they're not good.
Oh. That got me.
That was funny to us.
You were right, though. It was funny to us, but I understood.
When Brandon filmed me working out.
And in your band.
Your revenge was tough.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even drop it, though. He filmed me working out. We film in our hotel room, and I'm eating fruit snacks, laying on my back,
stomach out. But he put it online.
DC working out.
Put it online.
In a private room.
He didn't send it to us. He posted it.
He posted.
And DC was like, "You took something private and put it out."
Yeah, it was private. I just took it.
DC was laid up, eating fruit snacks
before he started running.
But it was Brandon's commentary too. He's like, look at this fat.
Wait, that's what got you back in the working out?
Then he filmed him working out though, but DC was doing like these old lady
workouts. Yeah, it was like a slow workout.
That workout was awful.
It was mad funny though.
Slow ass jumping jacks.
DC was like, I can handle it in the post, but you posted that shit to the world.
That's when you know it's
DC
a good
DC
joke.
DC had his
revenge,
finger
bro.
On the nuclear
bro.
I was like, DC.
If y'all didn't
don't
post
do
that.
This. Yeah. I told him,
in
like,
the
please.
Chat, we were in tears, but I was like, don't post it.
Don't do this.
Because DC was like, should I do
no.
it, y'all?
No. Bro, if one of y'all would have said yeah,
no.
I would have posted
like,
it.
I was like, this is so much comes along with that. Please,
that's when you know it's a good joke, though. When you change your life after. No, when you change your life after. When he changed his workout plan, his eating habits, what is this?
I got in shape. I had running.
Yeah, ain't nobody gonna catch me with a fruit snack again.
If he did one thing, you'd be like, I will duly noted. And I hit my soul.
He stopped wearing them brown shoes.
The Civil War joint.
When somebody hit you, it's like, ooh.
I've never gotten mad at Keenan.
Keenan's hard to get mad at.
Well, that's because y'all be dumping on Keenan like a mother.
What you talking
y'all
about?
Y'all be abusing especially you.
Yeah, you be.
That's my problem.
You and Keenan get into
you,
it all
you
time.
Two probably on Keenan the most.
Wait, but Keenan's my bro.
Chaz,
probably,
really.
Regardless of whatever you about to say, regardless of that,
we have
you the roughest on them.
But he's saying their dynamic is that. Because they go at each other hard.
They do.
Because Keenan go at Chaz the most easily.
Keenan don't be sitting there taking it.
Keenan be killing me.
But y'all be going at
Keenan.
Keenan
had no money
at Chaz all the time.
I'm talking about the Nuggets.
And that's what pisses me off in the group chat when they be like, why y'all be lingering on stuff? He was on Keenan's head about them Nuggets.
What happened with the Nuggets?
Tell Craig about the Nuggets.
But we was like, all right, man, that's enough.
No, it was funny.
It was funny.
I was there.
I was laughing.
But it was like, damn, Chaz.
Wait, what happened with the Nuggets?
Where we coming back from?
We were Sacramento.
Sacramento.
We took a road trip.
One of them show.
We
it was
back.
The Oakland show.
We were coming back from a road trip.
This is the one
trip.
We had to pick you up halfway, and then you rode back with us. Because I remember the gas station we stopped because it's on the 5.
Oh, yeah, we picked you up. Yeah. You just came out with bags.
Was it Oakland?
I don't know.
No, it wasn't Oakland. It was coming because I know the freeways that we took. So with this particular one, we came back. We were on the 5 going back from Sac, and we had stopped at Wendy's to get food.
Burger King.
Was it Burger King?
Yeah, because they got the cheap nuggets.
Yeah.
The cheap,
a bunch of nuggets for $1.29. Yeah.
So then Keenan didn't order anything.
So everyone's, yeah. Everyone's ordering
eating.
Food.
And mind you, everybody, we're broke.
Yeah.
And Keenan's like, I didn't order. And we're like, why? And he's like, I ain't got no money. And mind you, we just got paid for a show.
Yeah.
But even then, we're like, it's a dollar.
Yeah.
You like, why didn't you just ask us for a dollar? So now he has a headache because he didn't eat. So that's what made us mad. It's like, you just sat here and got physically sick because you didn't want to ask a nigga for $2.
For $2.
So then Chaz just went the fuck off.
Chaz went off.
Chaz and King.
So we had to go back through the drive-thru to order Keenan food. And Chaz is just, you nigga, you think we wouldn't give you $2? Yo. Like, he just went in.
I just remember it being a fun time.
That was so funny, bro. I couldn't stop.
I just remember it was like 2 hours of just me roasting Keenan and it being
in.
Fun.
He went in like
I remember
halfway.
Tony was like, okay, that's
it. Yeah. I just remember Keenan.
Especially from cats like this, why are we still talking about this guy? Well, that's his goal.
I only do that when it's about me, though.
But in Chaz's defense, too, he was doing it in that moment. Chaz,
for hours.
Facts.
It was the moment.
But
though.
Chaz is like, why are we still talking about it? When it be shit from 5 years ago, he's not that person anymore, he's like, nigga.
Oh,
I don't even do that anymore.
But we've been talking about Keenan's tacos for
about 5 years. Yeah.
Wait. Keenan held a lie for 2 years.
Yeah, Keenan, in that sense.
It's old guys.
It's that sense.
Why are we talking about that. This?
I always feel bad for these. And Craig be like,
I'm like,
I know.
Okay.
Let's do another question real quick.
But I'm the artist.
Let's get
like,
Craig
what happened
in.
With the tacos?
Nah,
let's get Craig.
We done.
Craig didn't get to participate.
I was good.
Well, the original question asked how we all met.
We don't be kicking it with Craig enough to have the full fallouts with Craig yet.
No.
Nah, they
Craig's
be having
be hard
fallout.
To fall out
I wouldn't
with.
Fall out, I wouldn't fall out with Craig anyway.
I've been on the road with DC.
Yeah.
We don't fall out. Mm. We fall in.
Yeah, Craig ain't never.
I mean, every time I
Craig
with Craig,
never,
just
Craig
like,
is never irritating me.
Night.
Knock on wood, so that means he's probably coming soon.
Craig in DC,
he's never.
Craig in DC,
me.
Let's go pee on some girls together, guys.
In a dry shower.
In a dry shower.
Hey, guys.
No music.
So we met. You guys, how'd you guys meet? DC and Tony.
I don't even know where I met Tony at. I want to say the Bay Area Black, but I don't even think it was that. It was somewhere out here.
I don't know either. But I remember. I remember meeting DC and just liking him. I was like, yeah, man. And then I added him on Facebook. I was like, I like this guy. I feel like I sent you that message. I like you.
Tony just tell
he
you.
He probably was like, this dude might be gay. You know what I'm saying?
Not how did how wrong you two meet?
I met Tony at the Ha Ha.
Yeah, okay. The Ha Ha.
And then the you guys.
Cafe. Me and Chaz met. I feel like Amsterdam.
Oh, I know where I met
probably.
Craig.
Probably.
I feel like it was Amsterdam.
Cafe.
Open mic.
You open your mics?
Yeah. And I was like, I like Chaz. Chaz was another one. Man, I like this guy.
I got to take a call. And then we met at the Onion.
We met at the Purple Onion.
I met Craig at
Keanu Flappers.
I think it's where I met him at. The Haunted House first premiere.
Okay.
No, I knew you before
really?
Haunted House.
No.
Yeah, way before Haunted House.
Nah, it had to be before that.
I seen
I
you
met
in
you
the small room at the
via
Comedy
Damon,
Store.
So you already knew that.
But that was when we like,
No, I
you're
met
still,
you.
I
met
looked
you.
At you as a celebrity at that time. I was like, they got a show out. He's a Wayans. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's been for like 30 years damn near.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying like, no, I'm saying when I met, when we like kicked it.
No, I met you before that. No, we didn't kick it. We didn't kick it. But I met you before because I remember I was like, hey, that nigga sounds shady. I like him. His eyes tell a shady story, too. I need that shady nigga on my
I understand
side.
The celebrity. I mean, we talked about this in the chat. Yeah. But when I met you guys, it was on some, like, because I met you was going up on Damon's show. And
right.
So I was like, this is a real comedian. Then
I
he
did. It was. I met Craig
and
way
then
before
he ripped. And because I remember my dad and my dad's friend was like, man, that DC dude, man, he was funny, man, blah, blah. And I was like, they going to talk about me. Because I went first.
Yeah.
I did. Nigga, I'm brand new. I did no. whatever. But then DC goes up, Vinny kills, Damon kills, and I was like, man, they really comedian. My dad and I, I mean, they could not stop talking about DC. And yeah. I was like, one day.
They was dapping it up. Yeah. What he said.
And they was like, man. And then at that time, you know, Twitter was popping, and I saw that everybody knew you guys. So I was just like, man. So then when me and Tony did the Purple Onion, and he tweeted, he's like, man, this Joe Keon got about his grandpa. I was like,
why does Twitter sound so old?
It
right
was.
Now?
It was. That's why people get in trouble for it because it was a long time ago.
We used to roast each other.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Follow Fridays.
Man, everything.
Oh, man.
But Marlon was shouting me out on there. My numbers were skyrocketing. I was like, whoo.
Right. If it wasn't for Tony, Marlon wouldn't even have followed me. I remember.
Really?
I remember you hit him up. That you was like, "Hey, don't forget about DC on a Follow Friday."
Oh,
and then Marlon started shouting me out a little bit. And I was okay. Like, oh, yeah.
That's when we used to go up against everybody.
Oh,
that was Twitter.
Oh, that was the epic
roast. I used to watch y'all go against
you had
Kevin.
To pick a side.
We used to get on the phone
with Kevin Hart's crew and
Wayans.
We used to get on the phone, be like, "We going on at 9 a.m., noon, and 3. Let them say something."
Hey, that roast was epic, bro.
We'd be calling each other. Hey, this person on this one said this. Go.
I used to be watching.
You get over there. Ooh. It was like,
bro, it'd be like the old shootouts, bro. You'd be like, the dust clears.
Yep. It felt like I had to pick a side. And right. I picked. I was like, Wayans it is.
Me too.
Pick a side. I picked the Wayans. I was like, I'm rocking with them. Because Naeem said something goofy to me. I just, all right, nigga. DC Wayans is on this.
We were trying to bring all the comics in because everybody literally was, when they was on their way to school, they was chiming into that at lunch. They were chiming into that. 3 p.m. They was chiming in at 6. So we just be like, all right.
We queued up.
Yeah. Epic roast. Yeah. We slowed down, though, when we started going to the club. And they be like, the Twitter kings are in the building.
Swear to God.
Oh, shit.
Tony, didn't you and Foo have like
we roasted for hours one day.
I mean, it was at least 8 hours.
Hours.
Y'all were back
my best
for
one. I called him You God.
Yeah, the You God of comedy.
Yeah.
The You God of comedy. Mm.
I remember that was 8 hours or so. I was like, they still going at it?
Yeah, it's funny. The first time I met Tony, I still say it all the time. I always just hear slaw. Forever, slaw, whenever slaw, I see Tony, he had this joke cold, about slaw. Cold, every time, slaw, when I see him, I'd be like, slaw.
Yeah, I met DC at the Comedy Union. I remember DC was ripping. It was the first time I seen him. He was murdering the union. It was murder. And I just remember I was like, I can't do these jokes. I got to throw all these away.
That's how you feel. When you're newer and you see them, you be like, I ain't shit. I got ways to go like to get here.
DC was murdering.
I still be feeling like that.
Me too. When I see a certain person,
I'll be seeing Cass. I'll be like, man, how can I achieve this?
And Craig took me in. Yeah, at a hot nothing.
For sure. Oh, yeah.
Where'd y'all meet at?
Hot nothing, because you guys were doing a podcast, and then DC was like, "Hey, Chaz, come and be the fact checker."
I wanted to bring him in somehow.
Yeah. And then Craig didn't know me at all. Craig was like, "Hey, great man, come on."
Okay,
and it was right away, just like that.
Yeah,
and then like, he took facts and kept stretching. He was like, "God damn it, just say the facts." We got to get another camera in.
Chaz was shining with the fact check. He always made a little birdcage or something shine. He put Chaz in the corner or something to make that spot hot.
Me, Chaz, and Keenan met like kids, kind of. We were doing the Flappers open mic, and I was new to L.A.
Hey, and you
was,
black? We black.
And I was like, hey, guys, was there any other mics? They was like, come with us. That was kind of it.
That's how kids
Keenan jumped right in. I remember we met him
With y'all. And,
in San Fran.
I hit it off with Tommy you, though, T's. Versus, because I was like, I don't want to talk to Marlon or Sean, because it's like, you know. So I was just trying to talk to him.
Then it was me, Foo, and Vinny just acting nuts.
So I was like, hey, these guys are like, I don't have to, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it was like, there's levels, and I don't want to bother them.
Right.
And you know, Sean, I was like, this nigga doesn't like me.
Yeah.
Like, you know how he be into, he know you, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I was like,
did he have shades on?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. You can't even connect, don't
no. No. So I was just like, I'm going to leave him alone.
I don't even know if he's looking at me right now.
So, I just was like, all right, them. Because I was like, and then I eventually talked to Marlon.
Right.
But I was like, I'm not saying nothing to that dude. He ain't.
Yeah.
He wasn't approachable.
Marlon would just be at the mics, bro.
He would. That's like, how I met him.
That's how I met him, too. Marlon's just at the mics.
It was very
what
weird.
You doing here?
Giving advice? I know. Marlon
very
like,
weird having him there.
Yeah.
Marlon would be like, yo, you know what you should do right here? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
Yeah.
Marlon was immediately cool.
Yeah.
You were like, you talking to me?
Yeah.
Right.
I thought the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm taking tag.
It was the new kid at school, and all y'all were like the popular ones. And he was like, okay, yeah. Shoot. I'm going to draft. Everybody's trying to draft me, but y'all doing this. Yeah. Where do I go? I'm laughing. He was giving you notes, and it was his first year started.
Man.
No, because Marlon told me, I was doing some joke about this high cop I was doing, and I remember just doing it, and it was just funny.
I remember that joke.
Remember that joke?
Yeah.
Marlon is the one who made me do it into like, he was like, yo, if you did some like real dramatic acting on the cop side,
yeah,
like it's definitely serious, that joke's going to pop. And ever since then, that's when I'm like, do you know what? That's when I started doing that. The Marlon's tag. And then just took that joke. It did. It took it to another level. And I was like, oh my God. Always going to listen to this cat.
Right.
Whoever he was talking to, you try to eat. Like if he was talking to Tony, you got to go over there and hang out by Tony. Just sit by Tony and be like,
He was cool from jump. Oh,
he was.
And this.
All you guys were actually. The
weekend I met Keon, we partied for a weekend
three
straight.
Yeah, 3 days straight. And I was like, I remember I was. I hadn't even started comedy yet.
No, you was just about to. The next time they came up, you went up.
Yeah, and I was just like, I don't know how these niggas live like this. Like, I was worn out.
The first weekend, we ended up with Bone Thugs and Harmony in the room. And
can we tell that story?
No, not all of it. Yeah, but they got tattooed by some other random people in the hotel.
And then Craig had to kick one out.
We gave him enough.
Yeah. Man, bruh, it was... It was a lot. And yeah, I was just
one of them asked me, since I was a writer, tell a joke. And I was like, what? Why don't you rap for me? And he's like, what the fuck you mean?
Right.
Oh, and
yeah,
it started. Like, one of the bones said that.
Yeah.
Oh.
And Chad's like, and Craig was like, rap then. And then I saw people started like bucking up, and I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, it was a whole lot of fun until it was just like, well, why do you keep telling me, dude? You rap.
But it was like, other stuff before that where we was like, this dude's weird.
I want to
know which bone member
it was.
Me too.
All in my room.
Had to be flesh.
He just got out of jail. He just got out of jail.
Was it had to be flesh?
What's the thick one?
What's the biggest?
I don't know why I call it Wish.
Bro, he was.
He's just angry.
Oh.
It's a lot more to the story, but we was like.
We literally met walking into the lobby, and we had a whole bunch of people with us, and they were getting off the tour bus. And we was like, hey, if y'all want to have drinks, we all up in the room. Okay. Like,
and they
right.
had a room, because we saw, what's the light
skin? They was in the bay?
Busy. Yeah. So Busy was just downstairs, just chilling. And we was like, oh. And then Craig and I was like, hey, we up here. And they was like, all right, bet. They was cool, but that Wish, I was like.
It just kept growing. Then some girls from down the hall came with tattoo equipment. And was like, we're giving out tattoos. And I was like, not in here.
For certain
so they went over there.
And it was just.
Yeah.
Like, it got,
giving out tattoos.
That sounds funny.
Yeah. Look, and it was in a single room. It wasn't a big, like, it was just room with the beds and everybody else sit on this side of the.
Were you scared when Wish?
You crazy.
That's the reaction.
I'm still 6'2", 220.
And you know, I see where they from. They from.
Yeah, we all from the same area.
I feel Craig on the reaction.
Yeah, I know. I get it.
From the same area, different.
But it was how he said it that made me like, he's not kidding. He's like, rap.
Like, Craig.
Yeah.
People say that, especially how they say it.
Yeah.
Well, he should understand being in the industry.
You should know better.
But the thing was. He was saying that, but amongst other things, and he just wasn't.
Yeah.
It was just.
You can tell the nigga don't belong in
the
party.
They were higher than us.
Yeah. Put it that way.
Uncle Charles, yo.
Man, it was so much respect. Like, yeah, hell yeah, you come to the room drinking all that.
Of course. It's bone.
At first it was golden. Yeah.
I still love
this is getting weird.
Yeah. It just got weird for a minute.
Yeah, it got weird. And it wasn't all of them. Like, it was just. The one.
Yeah, they were.
Everybody
talking.
Else was gold.
Were they all there?
Even his boys was talking them down. It was,
yeah, that's the thing. That's how we knew he was tripping because his people was like, "Nigga, you're out of pocket."
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh. So, all the bones was there though.
And not all.
Only
of them. Like
what's
three
the biggest
or four
one?
Of them.
Bone, huh? Lazy,
the most
and,
famous.
Crazy.
No,
crazy.
Busy wasn't there.
He wasn't there.
That's the light skin one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there was there's two light skins.
Oh, lazy.
What if you were actually like,
well, busy
I need you to tell me a joke now. Then I would have one.
I need you to tell me a joke.
I would definitely have one.
Tell me a joke now.
I got to find those pictures. They was
lazy
cool.
was in the lobby.
Yes.
one of them didn't come up.
Yeah, somebody was just chilling, like low key. Like,
I need y'all to know Bones, man. So
man, it was a lot. It was most of them. It was even the bones that wasn't in
right.
Well, I ain't talking. I'm talking about.
Oh, they had baby bones in there.
They had rib bones, everything.
Big bone, neck bone, nigga.
Remember they had a Mo Thugs family.
Yeah,
remember the compilation?
They did.
Mo Thugs.
It was a lot of people.
So Turkey Bone was there.
Yeah.
Crazy Bone was there.
Yeah.
Yes.
The dark. Yeah.
Oh, y'all had a night.
Smoking. But I was weakened. Yeah, I just met them. And I was like, Jesus, this is the longest weekend of my life.
I'd have fanned out because
Crazy Bone looked like he mad cool. Yeah. He just always
like, it was like, it for was real. Cool. It was everybody like, yeah, y'all can stay in my room. Whoever ain't got a room, if y'all drunk, y'all can stay. It was just big.
Hey,
cool party.
Oh, you got to get out
of
here.
Yeah.
All right, man. Hey, they already seen you stand up. They're like, why is it when Chaz stand up?
Miss a long episode don't like long episodes no more.
I got the call. I got to go.
Yeah, man.
They always say, why would Chaz stand up? He's the same height as all y'all.
I know, man. Somebody hurt my feelings.
Every time you stand up, take a call and walk back.
They got some jewels that episode.
Sorry we didn't do more questions. I had a bunch.
Sorry, guys.
But, yeah, we'd be rambling.
Well, that question that he asked was a lot of questions like, what do y'all get into each other? Well, that was a lot of
how'd you meet and you get into it?
I had to pull it out of y'all. Because it was going to be like, no, we never trip. Like, nah, man.
I thought you was going to tell the cat
but
story.
But we've never fallen out.
I feel like I told the cat story on here before.
Pretty sure.
You've told a lot of Chaz stories, how it gets on your nerves.
Yeah, the question thing we had to, it was the key part was, have we ever fallen out? We didn't get close
no,
to falling
no
out.
Fallout.
No, no true fallout.
Everybody going to be like, nigga, you're getting on my nerves.
Right.
That's going to happen.
Yeah. We've had beefs.
Sure. I'll wait to see when they're all millionaires. If
as soon as I make some money, I'm never talking to these niggas. You're going to be cool forever, Craig.
I'll make you some more. Let's get it.
But do you think? I appreciate that.
DC, you got anything?
Oh, Cam, we'll talk forever, too.
Jaguar baby bacon shirt should be dropping next week. Jaguar baby bacon shirt dropping next week.
Yes. Craig.
Bigger's out April. I forgot the date. Yeah. But Bigger's out right now.
Craig don't
for sure.
Craig don't work on
Google
that
show. Google it. It's been a long time for that show. It's been
hilarious. Millennials is on All Black. You can now binge the entire season, 6 episodes. I wrote the finale. I wrote and produced, so please watch. And then tomorrow, what's today? It doesn't matter. By the time you guys watch this, you can watch, cut on my YouTube and watch C-Minus Society. It's a podcast about mindset and work ethic and all that good shit. I got Keon and Tony. These scrubs couldn't make it. I got the creators of Millennials. you the scrubs couldn't make it. These two scrubs, you couldn't make it.
Sheesh.
And much more coming. So please subscribe now and you guys can check it out.
Yeah. Kia.
April 13th, I am in Long Beach at La Peep. I don't know the name, but it's on my website. It's a
worst promo.
La Peep.
We do it.
I'll be in Long Beach.
You look it up. That's Tuesday, and then I'm at Sacramento Laughs Unlimited, April 30th through May 1st. 3 shows. Get your tickets.
I might come out there and just kick it.
Yeah, pull up. Do it at that spot. I don't care. And then I have more dates coming in. So I already got some dates for Oakland in June. I got some San Jose, July, and more stuff coming. So y'all just stay tuned for that.
Yes.
What you got, Tony?
Bakery 9 shirts.
Mm.
This one right here.
The Celtic
the pine. The pine green with the white in the background. Drop tomorrow.
Yeah.
So get yours. Tony Baker and Friends is also tomorrow. Make sure
it's tomorrow.
You get your ticket. It's
with G.
Yeah. It's Friday, but tomorrow.
Can we come to that?
Yeah. Y'all just got to let me know in advance so y'all can get the COVID.
Okay.
So don't be pulling the.
Okay.
I'm going to just walk in. That's tomorrow. So, Tony Bacon Friends, get your ticket. The link is in my bio. I know y'all going to wait till the last minute to stress me out, but get your tickets early. And that's it.
Now, yeah, because you can't get tickets to SAC because he sold out already early.
Yeah,
a month early.
You know, they may open up some more room over there, so just stay tuned, just in case they add shows or whatever. So we'll see.
She packed up already.
And y'all, and check out Verbal Cardio too. It dropped yesterday, so pull up on that.
Gang.
All right, y'all.
Yeah.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.